welcome to the Skype 3 tutorials. What we're going to do over the next few months, because it's going to take me a while to put this together, because Skype is rapidly changing, is we're going to explore Skype, the scripts, and possibly more, depending on what I want to cover. We're going to actually start out with installing the scripts, because I firmly believe in installing scripts first before the program, and then we're going to install Skype, followed by creating an account, followed by logging in, followed by the options menu, followed by making a call, followed by accepting and receiving a file, followed by conferences, and whatever else I decide to put in. Now, it might not be in the order I just said, so we shall see what happens. All right, let's get going. Okay, we are now going to install the scripts, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you two ways to install the scripts, both of which do not require extracting, well, you to think about where to extract the files. Okay, so let's get started. Okay, so I now have JAWS to their sound card. I'm using JAWS 7 to do this, and I'm on a Windows XP Service Pack 2 machine, laptop to be exact. So if you are running JAWS 4 through 6 and or 8, you can try this out. And if you're running Vista, good luck, because I don't know if this is going to work or not. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to first navigate to a file. And I've got Skype on. I've got Skype offline, so I'm not disturbed while I'm doing this tutorial. So I'm going to navigate to my drive where I have the zip file of the scripts.
Run dialog, type the name of a program, folder, document, or internet resource, and Windows will open it for you. Open, edit, combo, audition.
1 of 26, Alt plus O.
I'm going to type in my drive where I have stuff stored, which is, in this case, H colon.
Desktop, folder view list view.
10 of 26, H backslash fold.
I'm going to navigate to my folder where I have the zip file.
Program, folder, JFW, folder view list.
Now, let's navigate to the Skype scripts zip file, and I have archived from older, I have archived older scripts, but this might take a while.
Audition 20, JFWSKR 230, JFWSKR 246, JFWSKR 263, JFWSKR 349, JFWSKR 355, JFWSKR 350, JFWSKR 358, JFWSK,
which one?
JFWSKR 396, zip.
Let's see, which one am I using?
JFWSKR 433, JFWSKR 442. JFWSKR 447, MP3, Miranda John, JFWSKR 455.
There we go, that's it. Alright, now, I downloaded from randylaptop.com, I think that's the link, if not, I can provide that link to you later, a program called JUnpack, and that puts it in the Sentoo context menu. You choose your JAWS version, you choose whether you want to have it extracted to all users or the current user, and then you can go into Skype and compile the scripts. So let's do that.
Context menu, JFWSKR 455, zip size 142, open. Adobe Audition.
Okay, now I'm at the Sentoo. I just hit N until it got there, or you can up and down arrow, whatever's quicker. I'm going to hit J for JUnpack, and depending on how many items you have in your send menu, you might have to hit it several times and then hit enter to open it. So I'm going to hit J for JUnpack.
Leaving menus. Folder view list view, JFWSKR 455, zip 142KB, zip central file 613-2007-858AM,
61 of 73.
Select JAWS version dialog, select the version of JAWS list box, KB, zip central file 227-2000.
Alright, I've been having slight problems with my JAWS as of late, so it's reading stuff that isn't there, or is there but is hidden. Alright, I have two versions, I have two versions of JAWS on my system, 6 and 7, but I'm going to be installing into 7 since that's what I mainly use. So I'm going to make sure that 7 is in the list box.
KB zip central file 2. Select JAWS version. KB. Next button. Select the version of JAWS list box. KB zip central file.
All right.
6.0. KB zip.
All right, yeah. It's not reading.
Select the version of JAWS list box.
The current.
6.0. 7.0.
It's not reading my current line for some reason. I'm going to have to check that out and probably reset JAWS. All right. I'm going to hit enter since I know that then the next button is default. I can just go insert E.
Next.
And I can just hit enter.
Select user dialog. Would you like to unpack these scripts for the current user only? Yes button.
Alt plus Y.
Yes, I do. So I'm going to hit Y for yes.
Please wait dialog. Extract complete minus 21 files unzipped dialog. The zip file has been extracted to the version of JAWS you selected. The documentation file Skype to do. Slaws found within the archive. Would you?
No, I don't want to read it.
/programs/.
So what I'm going to do is now I'm going to go to Skype. I'm just going to put Skype in focus, and we'll learn how to do that. We will learn how to create hotkeys and put Skype into focus in one of the other tutorials. So, let me put Skype into focus.
Skype trademark.
And I'm going to hit Control-Shift-C as in compile.
C/Windows/System32/CMEX compiling Skype. JSS compiling Skype watch. JSS all compilations were successful. Press any key to continue.
Then I'm going to do just that. Okay, and the Skype scripts are installed. Now, another way to install these scripts is via an installer, which might be easier for some folks.
Blend.
So,
H-backs.
I'm going to put my folder back into focus. And I created a folder with many Skype installers and stuff, because I archive those just in case someone wants an older version of the scripts. So, but in this case, I do have the installer in another location.
JFW.
So let's navigate to that real quick.
Output. Folder. JFWSKR455X.
There it is. And I'm going to hit enter to activate this installer.
Setup. JFWSKR455 dialog. Next button.
Alt plus N.
Let's read that dialog with an insert B.
Setup. JFWSKR455 dialog.
Next button. Cancel button.
Well, alright. Apparently that's all it says. Okay, let's
next button.
Hit enter or space on the next button.
TreeView JAWS 7.0 radio button checked.
2 of 2.
I don't know why it's saying TreeView. It should not. But let's up and down arrow. Let's explore this dialog really quickly.
JAWS 6.0 radio button checked.
1 of 2.
And I actually want it in JAWS 7.
JAWS 7.0 radio button checked.
2 of 2.
Because that's what I'm running. I could install it into JAWS 6 and maybe I will off tape. Let's tab.
Back button.
Alt plus B.
Next button.
Alt plus N.
And let's hit space.
The scripts will be installed in the folder edit gs/test/application/data/freedom-scientific/7.0/settings/nu.
Now, if I had to navigate to that folder on my own, no way would I have remembered it. So I'm going to hit enter.
Install button.
Alt plus I.
And excuse my guide dog. She's deciding to go nuts and have problems.
Install.
So let's hit space and install these.
Cancel button. Preview recompile script file Skype. JSS recommended checkbox checked.
Yes, I do.
Recompile script file Skype watch. JSS recommended checkbox checked.
And
finish button.
Alt.
Let's hit the finish button and it will do the exact same thing. It will compile.
Setup compiling Skype. JSS C/program files/freedom-scientific/jaws/7.0/combo x.
1 of 2.
C/program files/freedom-scientific/jaws/7.0/combo x. H/programs/jfw.
And it is done. So now you know two ways to install the scripts. And I am going to put a link to the Randy laptop page where you can get JS install in the show notes. And if you do want to do this, I will definitely put a link up there in the show notes, or you can contact me via the list and we will take it from there. Take care. Okay, today we are going to actually install Skype. Now that I've got the scripts installed, we are going to install Skype version 3.2. So let's navigate to the thing. Actually, let me slow down my JAWS first. Okay, now that my JAWS is slowed down, let's install Skype. So let's navigate to my folder where...
Run dialog.
I normally don't keep Skype versions, but in this case, I didn't want to move it. So let me type in the folder name.
Z/.
Okay, there we go.
Program. Skype setup 3 million.
Yep, that's it. And I normally name my Skype versions according to their... Because when you download it from the website, it's just called skypesetup.exe. So I usually name my versions so that when I want to go back, I don't get confused and go, okay, now which version is this? So let me hit enter on the install.
Skype trademark, install combo box, English,
0 items.
Okay, this is the language that you want to install Skype in. I'm an English speaker, so I speak, English, and I want my install to be in English, hence I want my whole Skype interface to be in English. But if you speak a different language, then you can choose your language from the drop-down box if it's there. So if it's not there, then you can puzzle through the English thing, and I can probably give you a hand and explain what each option does. Or you can listen to this tutorial and try and follow it. So I'm hoping that this install will be clear and concise and precise. So let's go. English is my language, so I'm going to hit enter. And sometimes it takes a while. Let's see
PC.
What's going on.
English 0 items.
Oh.
Yes, I read and accept the checkbox not checked.
Oh, I forgot about that. There's a license agreement box that I have to check, so let me do that.
Not checked.
And it says not checked, but...
Yes, I read and accept the checkbox checked.
That is an odd one. I'm going to have to probably report that using the little help system that Skype has.
Options button. Install button.
Alt plus I.
Let's...
Cancel button. Options button.
All right, let's click on the options button.
PC. Options button. Install button.
Alt.
Cancel button. Launch Skype after installation checkbox checked.
Yes, I want to do that.
Update Skype Extras Manager checkbox checked.
Okay.
Update Skype add-on for Internet Explorer checkbox checked.
Yes, I want to do that as well.
Yes, I have read and accept the checkbox checked. Back button.
Alt.
Install button.
Alt plus I.
And let's hit install.
Install button. Install button.
Sometimes it can take a while.
Skype trademark. Install free Google toolbar for Internet Explorer.
Oh, I forgot that there's a...
Cancel button. Alt. Install the free Google toolbar checkbox not checked. Install the free Google toolbar checkbox not checked.
Okay. I don't want to install the Google toolbar.
Next button.
So let's hit next.
Skype trademark. Install.
And it is installing. I can hear my external drive spinning.
Blank.
I'm just sort of reading my dialogue as I go. It can take a while. This is updating certain stuff, and I'm hoping that I did not lose all my contacts just now. I forgot to back them up. Oops.
Skype trademark. Install installing. Please wait while Skype is installed on your computer. Skype. Take a deep breath. Skype setup 3,201,635. X is trying to connect to UI Skype.
Oh, my firewall.
Skype personal firewalls. Remember my answer.
Checked.
Yes button. Alt. Skype trademark. Install cancel button.
Alt plus C.
If you have a firewall, you have to let it through. So that's what you have to pay attention to. That's why mine was taking a while. Let's read the dialogue again.
Skype trademark. Install installing. Please wait while Skype is installed on your computer. Validating install. Cancel.
Okay. Fine and good to go. And sometimes it's helpful to check for other firewall messages, so let's do that.
FileZilla version 2. Volume control. Emmerk with speech 0. Untitled. Adobe. Z / dot. Skype trademark. Install.
No, there are not. Thank goodness. And if there were, I would accept them. Okay, the installer just disappeared. So I'm assuming that it's done. Let's see if Skype is brought up. No, it's not. Or maybe it will be.
PC. Tab contact list box
0 items.
There we go. That's the sound I was looking for. Let's see if I have any other firewall messages.
FileZilla version 2.
No, I don't.
Volume control. Emmerk with. Untitled. Adobe on. Z / download. Skype trademark. Mary 1.
And I've got my Skype installed. So, in the next tutorial, we are going to look at creating a user account and how to do that. And hopefully they fixed some issues that we had. I believe it was the last time I did this, last year. So until next time, take care and bye-bye.
Volume control. Emmerquist. Untitled. No. Skype trade. FileZilla. Zback. Untitled. Adobe.
Okay, in this tutorial, we are going to look at creating a new account and signing in. So I've already got Skype in focus, and let me slow down JAWS here. Okay, now that my JAWS is slowed down and routed to the right sound card, because that would probably help, let's put Skype in focus here. And I'm using actually the beta right now, 3.5 as of this recording, but this might work in 3.2. I'll have to test that, because I was using that last time. And if not, then you can find options that are similar. So let me put Skype in focus here. That's one button.
Untitled. Adobe on.
Beta.
Volume control. Skype trade. Skype trade.
There
Skype
it is.
Trademark.
Now, let's say I didn't have an account with Skype. So let me do that. Let me shift tab.
Start Skype when the computer starts. Sign me in when Skype starts. Forgot your password. Password edit. Don't have a Skype name link.
There it is. Don't have a Skype name. That's what you want. So let's hit enter.
Edit Skype trademark data. Create account. Full name edit.
And I will put my full name in here. I hope I typed it right. Let's see. Yes, I did.
Choose Skype name edit. Sarah A. Alwami.
No, I don't want that. But let's see how it's written.
S. H. Period. K.
Yeah, you can do that. But let me choose testing for my account, or test, because this is just a test account, and it's probably just going to go away, because I'm not going to use it after this tutorial. So let me write test.
Password, password.
And I'll do my password.
Repeat password.
I'll do that.
Yes, I have read and I accept the checkbox not checked.
Yes.
Checked.
Let's check that and make sure it is.
Yes, I have read and I accept the checkbox checked. Skype end user license agreement link.
Yes, I do.
Skype terms of service link.
And yes, I do.
Skype privacy statement link. Next button.
Let's hit next.
Mail edit.
Email, I'll put in the same one that I usually use. Let's see if I did it right. Yes, I did.
Yes, send me Skype news and special offers checkbox checked.
No, I don't want them to do that because it's only a test account.
Not checked.
So let's tab.
Region combo box, United States. City edit.
I'm just tabbing. I'm just going to leave all that blank.
Sign me in when Skype starts checkbox checked.
Nope, not this time.
Not checked.
I usually do that on my real account, but I will not do it on this one.
Back button. Sign in button.
Let's sign in. And if this works, I should hear the sign in sound.
Skype trademark data, create account. Skype trademark data, create account.
Okay, something obviously happened. Let's see. Or maybe it's still creating the account. Let's see.
Edit Skype.
Status online.
Online button. Skype trademark extras manager.
No, I don't want the extras manager.
Skype trademark extras manager. Skype trademark.
There's got to be a way to get rid of that. Okay. Now, once
Skype,
I sign
status
in,
on.
Once I sign in, I might want to add a contact, but we will do that next week. Oh, one more note. Be sure that you select what is already in the account field and delete it because you don't want a mistake like having your last name as part of your account name and finding out later that account that you created isn't really what you typed in. So be sure that you do that. All right, this is the end of this particular tutorial. See you. Okay, in this tutorial, we are going to cover the contacts pane and the changing of a mood message and the profile dialog. So, what we're going to do is first... Oh, and we're also going to cover the history tab as well. So, and there's not much to this tutorial. I've actually successfully used all three of these without... Well, not the profile dialog, but I have used the contacts tab and history tab. And I think the changing of a mood message without scripts, because that was an accident. So it worked. It worked just fine. All right, so let's put Skype into focus here. If you don't have Skype started already, then start it up. I'll put Skype into focus right here.
Skype trademark, Mary 1, tab list.
And I'm using my own Skype account. So to get to the various tabs in Skype, you're going to either control tab or hit control shift 1 through 0, I believe it is. I usually have no more than 4 or 5 tabs open at once, so I don't know. Oh, and we're also going to look at how to check and uncheck tabs, since I didn't cover that in the last set of tutorials I put together last year. And this will remain the same regardless of what Skype version you're using, but it might, well, the tab names might change a bit, but the process is the same. So here we go. I am now sitting in the Contacts tab. I can tell because I hit Control-Shift-1.
Contacts tab.
Oh, I was sitting in the History tab. Okay. If you don't land in the list view, then you can just tab.
Do not disturb button.
And let's actually explore this dialog. I have the do not disturb button. This is a button that talks about the status change. So, you can just hit space on that and change your status on the fly.
Sarah, if anyone plays the piano and is at the NFB con, let me know, link.
That is my profile name right now, and we'll work on changing that later.
One new event, link.
I have one new event.
View account button.
I can view my account if I want to.
Address bar edit.
There's the address bar where I can type in certain contact names if I want to, but I won't right now. I'll show you that in a minute.
Tab contact list box, 0 items.
Okay. It is saying 0 items. That's a lie, and I can prove it. Let's just down arrow.
Jim, not available. 32 of 80.
And I can just up and down arrow. I can hit my home key. I'll do that.
Skype Master Derwin Moore offline with Alan Conway online. Alex Stone, not Amid Rat. Andrea. Bill Hall, not available.
I have my contacts sorted by name. You can do that in the view menu. Now, let's say I was looking for someone in the contacts tab, and I really, really didn't want to arrow. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to start typing right from the contacts list. Like, actually, let me turn on my keyboard echo really, really quickly.
Pass key through.
Oops. All right, let's do this again.
Characters.
There we go. Let's see. Who do I have on my contacts list? Okay. I have... some guy on there named Ruben. So let me, and I know who this person is, but let's say I wanted to call him or chat at him or something. So I'm just going to start typing R.
R. Skymaster. U. Musical chair. B.
I have my caps lock on. Oops.
Caps lock off.
Okay, let's try this again.
R. U. B. Ruben Raskin offline Sonic Man.
And I can send him a chat line. Let me just do that.
Applications context menu start call.
Yes.
And I'm hitting my applications key. I'll down arrow.
Start chat.
Enter.
Leaving menus Ruben Raskin offline.
And I can say something like, let me just make sure my character's on.
Words. Oh, none. Characters.
There we go.
Space. M. Period. Space. Space. R. R. Space. P. Space. S. R. U. A. Space. E. Space.
Recording.
Let me
select
retype that word.
R. G. Space. Space. N.
Again.
Let's take that word
select.
Out.
Space. 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 Blank. Space. Space. G. Blank. Space.
Period.
And I'll just hit enter and send the chat and hit the control key so I don't have to hear it back. Close out of it with Alt F4. And that's the contacts tab. And let's say I wanted to look for someone else. Let's do that.
Space.
Let's just hit escape here. Or not escape. Let's hit backspace.
List
or I could have hit escape to get rid of the address field. I could have. But I always hit backspace because I never know where I am in the Skype window. If someone were to call me, then it would place me right in the Skype window. So let me look for someone else. Yeah, I know. I'll type. And I have a few of these people on my list. I have a few of these names. So let me type the word Doug.
Space.
Oops. Minus the space. And let's see.
Doug Lee, not available. Speed dial 1103. Lee 42.
Okay, I have three Dougs.
Doug Oliver online. Doug Strabble offline. Doug Strabble.
So I have... I'll just pick one at random.
Lee 42.
And sometimes it'll chat at you, which I don't like. So I can once again send a chat line to this person or not. In this case, I won't. Because we will go over chats
Blank.
Later, and there are a few ways to read them, especially in the new Skype 3.5 beta, which I will be demonstrating at some point. Very neat feature. Okay, that's the contacts tab. Now, let's do the history tab. I know which tab it is, so I'm just going to control tab once.
Tab, history page, tab, list box, zero items.
And I'm now in the history tab. Let's. This is where all my events are, so let's... Hit home to get to the top.
Home chat with Ruben Raskin. Hello, this is it.
And my most recent event that I started is at the top, or it could be a missed call, or which Skype would be reporting as failed call. So let's down arrow.
Chat with Stephen Owen. Hey, can you get out of DN?
And let's down arrow.
Failed call from Stephen. Today 1-4.
Now, let's say I wanted to see everything from this Ruben guy. So let's type.
R. Chat with Ruben Raskin. U. Today 2-6.
B.
Chat with Ruben Raskin. Hello, this is a test of the chat. 1 of 785. Today 2:16 p.m.
And I have 785 events with this Ruben guy. So, and we'll go over. Let's go over it now.
Home.
Let's hit backspace.
Chat with Ruben Raskin. Hello, this is a test of the chat. 1 of 785.
Shift tab.
Do not disturb button. Sarah, if anyone plays it. One new event.
If you shift tab, you might not get to the address bar. So you have to tab all the way to it.
View it. Address bar. Edit rub.
And.
Let's get rid of that.
Blank. Tab list.
Okay, now, let's say I only wanted to view chats, file transfers. I can do that easily. I just have to route JAWS to PC, and I'm not going over any laptop or desktop keystrokes. That is sort of why there is a JAWS help topic on both. So I'm going to route JAWS to PC.
JAWS to PC.
I'm going to up arrow, and you've got to be at the top of the list when you do this. Otherwise, you're going to be up arrowing forever. So let's up arrow.
All events tab.
This is like a... I don't know why they're saying tab, but it is sort of like a tab, I guess you can think about it. Let's,
Left-click context menu, all events checked.
This is, no, context menu, I had to left-click to get to it.
All calls.
All calls.
Missed calls.
Missed calls.
Incoming calls.
Incoming calls.
Outgoing calls.
Outgoing calls.
Voicemails.
Voicemails.
Transferred files.
Transferred files.
Chats.
Chats.
SMS messages.
SMS messages.
Alerts unavailable.
I think that's supposed to be alerts. I don't know what alerts are, but,
All events checked.
Let's...
LL calls. Missed calls. Incoming calls.
Let's view incoming calls. Let's see who's called me.
Leaving menus. List box. Call from Juan Carlos.
One.
And I can up arrow and down arrow.
Call from Juan. Call from Steve. Conference with... Conference. Call from Jess. Call from...
I can hit the end key.
And
conference with Marissa. 16,150.
So let's hit the home key again. Oops.
Blend.
Let's get rid of the J.
Jaws to PC, 6/19/2007. Stephen, Rim, 6.
All right, let's see.
Top.
Yeah, this is why I said you have to be at the top of the list.
Biome, Sarah, $17.30. Contacts, incoming calls tab. One car, incoming calls tab.
There we
home.
Go. Incoming calls tab, let's left click.
Left click, context menu, all events.
And I am going through this kind of fast, but you're welcome to pause and play with all of this. So let's hit enter on all events.
Leaving menus.
Because I want to see them. Okay, now to get to the fun part, your profile. This is where everyone sees what's going on. You can change your Skype name to whatever, well, not your Skype name. You can change the name in your profile to reflect what's going on, like I do all the time. You can also use the mood messages. Let's actually do the mood messages first. Let's hit file.
Alt F menu, file menu, change online status sub menu, C, change mood message.
There it is. Let's hit enter.
Leaving menus, one new event edit, hit some pain, save it.
And there's my mood message. I'm not going to really change it right now, but I can use my standard keys. And I can go back to file.
Alt F menu, file menu, change online status sub menu, C. Change mood message checked.
And hit enter.
Leaving menus.
So I can change that. Like, let's say I'm recording, which I am. I can change that to recording, or sleeping, or away, or go visit my website, or something. You know, you can be creative, or you can promote something. Buy this product, go to this website for more info. And I believe it will show up as a link if you tab around there. So let's go back to file.
Alt F menu, file menu, change online status sub menu, C.
And let us, well, you can arrow down to edit profile, or you can just hit E.
E, leaving menus, type trademark, profile dialog, update button.
And the first button you land on is update. I think you will need scripts to do the profile, so do not do it without scripts. I haven't tried it yet. You can if you want. Or if you're using a different screen reader, you can definitely try it without scripts, or set files, or whatever you want to call them. So let's tap.
Cancel button. Show my time. Checkbox checked.
This will enable you to see, or this will enable others to see your time. Now, some aren't right. I've seen some that aren't right, and I'm not sure why, but that's probably another bug that needs to be squashed. So let's,
Time zone combo box. My computer's 1:34.
My computer's time zone. I'd leave that as is, unless you know the time zone you're living in Greenwich Mean Time, GMT. So let us tab.
Show how many contacts I have. Checkbox checked.
And this will let people see how many contacts I've got. Now, up to about 308. So, you can tab.
Mail edit. Shell is Todd Mail.
And that's actually one of my email addresses. I can, yeah, you can view that, I think, in my profile. So, and you can actually do that by typing in my name, or my Skype name and finding me, and doing it that way. You can, root JAWS to PC once you hit enter on view profile and, reading that profile. So
edit Hales to Cox.
That's my other email address. I think it lists both.
Your email will be kept private, but those who know it link. Full name edit piano and is at the NFTCon, let me know.
Now, we get to the meat of the profile, the name. It allows only a certain number of characters, but I've managed to concatenate, in other words, writing the name such that, well, let me show you.
Home. S-A-R-A-A-I-F-A-N-Y-N.
So, every word
home
is capitalized. Let me fix
A.
that little boo-boo.
S.
Okay, so now my S is capitalized.
Gender combo box, female. Birthday combo box, DD. Birthday combo box, MM. Birthday combo box, AI.
And you can have birthday reminders. That's so that they'll get a birthday reminder in the events. So I can set my birthday if I wanted to.
Region combo box, United States.
Choose your region.
Province edit, Nevada.
And you can choose your province, or you can just type NV, or wherever you live.
City edit. Language combo box, English.
And English.
Home phone number.
And if you wanted to, you could put your home phone number.
Office phone.
Office phone.
Mobile phone.
Mobile phone.
Home page edit, HT.
And my home page, which you can read by getting the profile, finding me and viewing my profile.
About me edit, you can.
And for some reason, the whole about me thing is not reading right. Not all of it does read. I don't know why, but you're going to have to, well, it does not read. It'll read just the last sentence there. And I have no idea why, but that might be something that Skype might fix. So,
update button.
And Let's update it since I did make changes. Let's hit space.
Space. Skype trademark. Mary 1. Do not disturb. Applications.
Oops. Well, okay, there was no.
Escape.
Now, to view these tabs that I'm talking about, the dial pad, the other tabs, let's go to view. And let's actually explore this menu. I haven't not really explored the menus with you guys, but I might do that in another tutorial.
J.
In fact, I think I will. That was me hitting the J key, because I just could. All right.
Alt-V, menu, view menu, tabs and panel, submenu, P.
Now, this is in Skype 3.2 and higher. Skype 3.0 and lower does not have this. You'll see all the views, the view tabs, in the view menu. So let's open the submenu.
Call phones tab, C. Live tab. Skype find tab,
S.
Address bar checked,
A.
Status bar checked, P.
Why the address bar and the status bar are in the view tab submenu, I don't know.
Show text on tabs checked,
H.
Call phones tab, C. Live tab.
And we're back to where we are. So you can see that I have limited my tabs to just the contact and history.
Tabs and pen.
Now, one thing. If you want to see your events in your tools menu, let's arrow to accessibility.
Compact. Contact group. Show outlook. Sort con. Hide. Accessibility submenu.
A.
Extended keyboard navigation checked.
E.
You need the extended keyboard navigation checked.
Simplified graphics checked.
And I check the simplified graphics. I have not seen a difference, but that's just the way it has to be. And I can see all my events in my tools menu. Let me just show you that real quick.
Alt-T tools menu, add a contact.
D.
I'll hit M for missed events.
M, active file transfer, one submenu.
And I've got an active file transfer, which I can look at.
Stephen Owen. Leaving menus, Skype trademark, sending file, call Stephen Owen.
And I can just tab around and stuff.
Skype trademark, sending.
And if I hit Alt-F4.
Alt-F4, Skype trademark.
It goes back into my events list. So that's it. That's the not all the interface of Skype. We have not looked at a call tab because I don't have a call open. But that might be one of the tutorials where I show how to make a call and how to view the call tab. So let's close out of Skype, and I shall see you guys next week. Okay, in this tutorial, we are going to go over how to add contacts, and there are two ways to add contacts, one via the search menu, and one via the run dialog. So, let me first start out by slowing down my jaws. Okay, that's done. Now, I am using Skype version 3.2 to do this, but this will work in Skype version 3.5 and 2. I already went over how to do it in 2, but for some reason it didn't work. I have no idea why. But I've got this person's name in Notepad, so let me quickly copy that name to the clipboard here. Okay. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to set my status to invisible right now because I don't want to be startled.
Menu, file menu.
And I already went over how to do this. But I'm going to do it again so you can... I'm in the... follow me. I'm in the file menu.
Online.
I just arrowed right because the first thing you do come up on is status. I'm going to arrow twice.
Offline checked unavailable. Invisible.
What I should have said was I'm going to arrow up twice to invisible. I'm going to hit enter.
Leaving menu.
And now, first the search dialog since I'm already in Skype. And this will vary between Skype versions. There used to be a contacts menu. That's now gone. So I'm going to actually walk you through trying to find it, because to be honest, I have no idea where it is. Okay, so let's start in Tools, because that's mainly where you can accomplish some stuff.
Menu, Tools, menu, add.
Oh, and there's Add a Contact. I'll read it again.
Add a Contact.
With the Saline command. And with your version of JAWS, it might be different, or with whatever screen reader you're using, keep in mind that what I'm doing here might not work for you because you might be using a different screen reader, or you might not be using the latest version of the scripts. So, there's Add a Contact. That might be in the Contacts menu in earlier versions of Skype. It might be somewhere else. But it might change. It might be in the file menu in later versions. I don't know. But for now, start in the Tools menu and arrow up and down until you find it, and remember where it is. This happens to be the first option that I come up to when I hit Alt-T for Tools. So, let's hit Enter.
Leaving menus, type trademark, add a contact, edit.
And let's actually go through this dialog before I actually do anything. So, this is the edit box for a Skype name.
Add an ordinary phone number as a Skype out contact link.
You can add a phone number, Skype out. And you've got to know the area code, you've got to know the country code, and you've got to know other things as well in order to add the number. I don't normally use dashes, but you can go, for example, plus sign, which is shift equals one, and then, you know, the number, whatever it happens to be, without the dashes. One being the United States. Country code. Canada is something else. Europe is something else. Australia is something else. The UK is something else. The Germany, country of Germany is something else. So you just memorize. I cannot provide that information, so you're going to have to memorize or ask. So let's keep tabbing.
Close button.
There's the close button.
Edit.
And this is just a really simple dialogue, so let me paste in this name here.
Paste it. S-blank.
And,
W.
There we go. There's no spaces or anything. I just made sure of that.
Find button.
Let's find this contact. I'm going to hit space on find.
Search results list box.
And sometimes it takes a while for us to find it. If you're using system access to go, the procedures might be the same or very close. You can always use their virtual cursor, virtual mouse cursor to do this. And I think we found it. I think
full name Skype.
We might not
add Skype contact.
Have found it.
Search results list box. Zero items.
Okay, I don't know why I'm not finding it.
Add Skype contact button. Close button. Search results list box.
Sometimes it won't read.
Full name, Skype name, country, region, profile, Skype name, world of.
Okay, it did find it, but it's not reading it. So let's close.
Skype trademark.
And and you would just hit space on add a contact. Add that contact and fill out the info. But what I'm going to do is something a little more advanced for those of you who want to do this. I'm going to put all these commands up on the show notes page using my own Skype name.
Skype trademark. Very well.
Well, that's sort of rude. Okay, let's try this again. I'm going to not be interrupted and add this contact in a more advanced way. What you do is you type Skype colon followed by the person's Skype name question mark, which is in the US shift plus slash, and then the command, such as add call chat profile. No, let's see, get profile info or get info. I can't remember the exact commands at the moment, but I have them in a text file, and I'm going to be pasting those in with my Skype name included in there so you can look and see how that is done. But for now, I'm going to go to the run dialog with Windows R, or if you don't have a Windows key, start menu with Control Escape and then R for run. So I'm going to hit Windows R.
Run dialog. Type the name of a program, folder, document, or internet resource, and Windows will open it for you.
And I'm going to turn on keyboard echo.
Characters.
So you can hear, because I normally don't have this on. I'm going to type
S K Y P E colon.
Which is shift semicolon. I'm going to paste it.
Paste it.
Because I'm not typing that by hand. Question mark.
Question.
Add. A.
A.
D.
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 I'm going to hit enter.
Enter. Desktop. Folder view list view.
20 of 21.
Say hello to world of wonders. Edit. Enter a message to introduce yourself.
I cannot remember for the life of me where I got this Skype name. It's off of a list, but I'm just going to type in something. Okay, my spelling's not the best, but I'm just going to hit enter.
Okay button, Skype trademark.
And they are going to wait and, they're going to see if they, they're going to see my profile, and they're going to see if they want to accept me or not. If they do, then I will see them come online. If they don't, then I won't see anything at all. So that's actually how you, add a contact in two ways. And if you have any questions, feel free to contact me via Skype or via email. I am in the middle of taking care of some stuff right now, so I might not be available, but you can get a hold of me on the Skype English list. More info will be on the show notes page, or is on the show notes page, or you can ask someone how to subscribe to the Skype English list, or just Google it and follow the prompts. It is a free list link, so you can search for that there. All right, and that is it for this segment of the tutorials. Next time, I believe we are going to be looking at how to accept authorizations. I couldn't do that today because I couldn't arrange anyone to add or to have a window pop up in my face. I couldn't arrange that. So in the next tutorial, whenever I can do this, we are going to look at adding a contact. That was not a good sound. There goes my hard drive. Well, if I did end up saving this recording, we'll see. Hopefully none of my info got tampered with just now. But yeah, we'll be taking a look at that next week, and I shall see you guys next time. Take care. Okay, in this tutorial, we're going to be looking at adding contacts again, but when the contact adds you. So we're going to be looking at the reverse roles, and I was going to have someone do it for me so you could hear the sound, but I was in Do Not Disturb and sort of missed the sound. But you'll hear it, and you'll see a pop-up similar to what we're going to see now. Now, this method will work in Skype 3. It'll work in Skype 2. I'm using Skype 3.2 on a Windows XP Service Pack 2 machine, laptop, JAWS 7, and not the latest version of scripts, unfortunately, but that's okay. This will still work. I don't think you need scripts to get this to work, because there are other people with other screen readers who do use this method. So, let me put Skype into focus here.
Skype trademark, Mary 1, tab contact.
And I am going to go into the... Well, okay, there's several ways of accessing the events menu. I went over how to go to the view menu and then go to accessibility and check both extended keyboard navigation and the graphics option. So, let's do it through the tools menu because that, for me, is easiest. I'll show you the other way as well without... accepting this person's contact details. So, let's take a look at the...
Menu, tools menu, add a contact.
Let's hit M for missed events.
User request your details, one sub menu, U.
And that's the one I want, so let's hit enter.
Ali Savas, A.
And, let's hit enter.
Menu bar, leaving menus, hello from Ali Savas.
And what you're gonna see is a dialogue that is similar to this, dialogue here. So let us tab through it.
Okay button. Decide later button.
I can decide later. I've done that.
Decline button. Share your contact details with this person. Radio button checked. 303.
That is checked by default. Now, if this person wants to keep adding you and adding you and adding you and adding you every time you say no, then you can, you can up arrow or down arrow. Let's do that. Sometimes the up arrow works, sometimes it does not. So let's start by down arrowing.
Do not share your contact details with this person. Radio button checked. 203. Block this person from contacting you again. Radio button checked. 103.
And that's what you'd want if this person kept adding you and adding you and adding you, and you kept saying no. But in this case,
Anna Lisa's Winman 3000. Block this person. Anna, block this. Do not share your contact details with this. Share your contact details with this.
I see. It's one of those radio button things where you can't cycle back up to the top. That's why I usually start with a down arrow and see what happens. All right. So let's keep tabbing through this dialogue.
Anna Lisa's Winman 3000 to my contacts. Checkbox not checked.
And, usually this is checked. I'm gonna leave it alone for now.
Send message to the Ali Savas button.
I can send a message saying who I am, just like how we did last time, when I was adding this other person. So.
Menu button.
There's a menu. I can, let's look at that menu. Let's hit space.
Context menu. Start calls up menu. S.
And it dings. I don't know why. It might not ding on your system, but it does ding on mine. Let's take a look at the menu.
Start chat. Send SMS message E.
I'm just arrowing through the menu.
Send contacts
N.
Send file D. Send voicemail V. Invite to conference unavailable
I.
D.
to more submenu.
M.
View profile.
W.
Rename unavailable.
R.
Send money.
O.
Set speed dial unavailable. Add to contacts.
A.
Context submenu.
Oops, I just got out of the menu, I think.
Menu.
Let's see.
Hide option. Send message.
Yeah, I just got out of the menu. And when you back tab, when you shift tab, then you run into a bit of trouble, but let's get back to the menu.
Menu button.
There it is. It skips over it for some reason. Okay. Let's, keep tabbing.
Hide options button.
You can hide these options, which I do not recommend, unless you're very familiar with this dialogue or you just want to add everyone sight unseen, which some people do. I'm going to tab.
Okay button. Decide later button.
In this case, I'm going to decide later because I want to show you the other method, and I'm hoping that
decide later.
This event will come back.
Skype trademark.
I just hit space. Now, let's say you didn't have keyboard navigation checked. This is another way to access your events, so I'm going to make sure I'm in the Contacts tab. If you do have the scripts, I'm going to hit Control-Shift-1.
The Contacts tab is already...
And, I'm going to tab.
Do not disturb button. Sarah O'Ware has my card. One new event link.
There it is. One new event. I'm going to hit space on that, and I'm going to tab.
Ali's office. User request your details link.
And I'm going to actually do it this way, because for some people it is easier, for others the tools is... that just all depends. Now, here's the sort of catch-22 here. If you are using Skype without scripts, and if you are using another screen reader, I honestly don't know how you would go about doing this. You would probably have to access it through the Tools menu or through your mouse. So play with that. No harm in playing with it. I'm going to hit space on this link.
Hello from Ali's office. Show up.
And I see the same dialogue. And since we've already been through this dialogue, I'm not going to go through it again. I could be mean and go through it again. But you've already seen it once. You can stop this recording and go through it again if you want to. You can even read the dialogue. In JAWS, that command is insert plus B. And that's how you would do that. But let me tab to OK.
OK button.
If you are on the group of radio buttons, hitting OK... it's not going to help. It's going to actually view the person's profile. But since I know who this person is, I'm going to hit OK.
Skype trademark.
And we'll just have to wait until they see that I've accepted them as a contact. Now, the sound you're going to hear when someone adds a contact, let me actually go through that. I'm going to go to Tools.
Menu, Tools, Menu.
And we will go through the Options dialog in time. That's going to be the longest and one of the hardest tutorials to go through. Because honestly, I don't like the way this options dialog is laid out. In Skype 3.2, I'm going to hit the letter P for options.
Leaving menus. Skype trademark. Options.
And you, those of you who are using an earlier version of Skype, are going to see a list box with, a bunch of options. Hopefully none of you are using Skype 1.0.0.79. If you are, then good luck using the options dialog. Okay, back to this options dialog. I'm in a tree view of sorts. The tree view is not numbered correctly, but that doesn't matter. We're going to arrow down to...
0 audio settings, 3 of 25.
Sounds, 2 of 25, ringtone.
Sounds. And I'm going to tab.
Get more ringtones and custom sounds link. Combo box, Skype ringtone modern.
And this list box always confuses me. I think you have to tab again.
List box ringtone,
1 of 26.
There is no way that I know of to mute all sounds. I don't know, or to mute... all of any selected sounds. I don't know how. That's actually, I hope, getting worked on. But you can contact the Skype people through the help dialog. And I might go through that. I don't normally go through how to work a web page, but in this case, it's a bit confusing. So let's actually go to the one about contacts. I'm just going to quickly arrow through them.
Dial tone. Busy. Call.
Because we're going to be going through the sounds dialog in a few weeks.
Incoming file 50. Incoming request for my... I sign it. Incoming
There it is. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to quickly unhook the line in and let you hear this. So, here we go. All right. I hope you heard that. But that's the sound you're going to hear when a contact comes in and when you're not in Do Not Disturb. So, I'm going to Alt-F4 right out of this dialog.
Skype trademark. Mary 1.
And I'm going to get a Skype totally. And... I will see you guys next time. This is the end of this tutorial. Okay, this is a tutorial on the options menu, and hopefully Skype won't blow up on me this time, because if it does, I'm going to be in super big trouble. Okay, let me start by actually slowing down my jaws. Alright, my jaws is now slowed down, which is a good thing. Okay, I am going to go through the options tab, and this is going to be one of the hardest and longest tutorials to go through. So I urge you to pause the lesson and go through the options menu very slowly, explore the options, play with them, and don't really memorize them. I'm not going through all of them because some are redundant. In fact, maybe two or three are redundant. I'm not going to go through the video settings at all because I don't know what I'm doing there and I don't want to blow up Skype. All right, let's put Skype into focus.
Skype trademark.
And I am offline, so I don't get any strange things happening here. I'm going to go into Tools.
Menu, Tools, Menu, Add a Comment.
Now, in versions of Skype, I've seen you arrow up to Options, or you hit O, or you hit P. So, let me arrow up.
Options.
Here we go. I'll now hit Enter on that.
Menu bar. Desktop preview, general settings, leaving menus, Skype trademark, Options dialog, Options preview.
This is a very strange-looking tree view because the numbers, well, it's misnumbered, but it really doesn't matter. Let's go through General, because that's the first thing we land on, to make sure I'm going to hit Home.
Zero, General Settings, 425.
And it's actually at the top of the tree view. Trust me on that one. It is very strange, but let's go through General. Let's tab.
When I double-click on the contact or use the address field, start a call radio button checked. 2 of 2.
Sometimes you can go up on these radio buttons, sometimes you can go down, but you can... This will start a call, in my case, start a chat in some other cases, if you want that to happen. So all you need to do, if you have this set to make a call, is to hit enter on the contact's name. So, or double click if you want to use a mouse, if you have some sight and you want to use a mouse. So here we go, let's tab.
Pop up a window when someone requests my contact details, checkbox checked.
Yes, you want to do that, even though it'll interrupt you from your work. It is important to see the contact's details now. Keep in mind that you will not see that when you're in Do Not Disturb, which I am about 95% of the time, because I'm busy working on some stuff, or I just don't want to be bothered, or I'm gone from the house totally. But you can look at my mood text if you're in my contacts. All right, let's tab.
When I am inactive for at least 20 minutes.
This is your away status. When you're away from the keyboard or when you're just not touching it, you can change that to 5, you can change it to 50, you can change it to 0. That way you can stay perpetually online. This is a really neat feature. I like it very much. It reminds me a lot of MSN. Let's tab.
When I am inactive for at least 40 minutes.
This is a another edit box. You can change it to 60. You can change it to 5. You can change it to 0. You can change it to whatever. This will put you in not available. Now, the reason I know that is because I have memorized these dialogues, and I'm hoping that I got them in the right order. But you can play with it. You can play with it. If you have Skype Watch installed, then you will hear that. Let's tab.
Start Skype when I start Windows. Checkbox checked.
That one is self-explanatory.
Set program language to combo box. English, English.
Choose your language there.
Update your profile with your contact details link.
You can update from the options menu, or you can update from the profile, from this dialog right here in the options. But I'm not going to do that, because I don't really feel like doing it.
Choose a wallpaper to change how Skype looks link.
This looks like a dialogue for skins. I would leave this alone so that Skype actually works with the scripts and everything. I don't know if the scripts evolve around the wallpaper. So I would leave it alone so you don't mess things up. Or if you have some site you're not using scripts, then go right ahead. Go right ahead. And if you're setting up Skype for a friend who is sighted or just wants Skype to look really cool, go ahead. Change it.
Change your picture link.
There's supposed to be a save button.
PC.
Did I just lose speech? Oh, yeah. I think I unplugged a patch cord. So for my benefit, let us, because I didn't hear it, you did.
Choose a wallpaper to change how Skype. Change your picture link.
Change your picture. This will change your name, the picture that you browsed to. In fact, let's play with that. Let's hit enter on this link.
Skype pictures.
Oops.
Default picture.
This takes you to the default picture. This is in my documents / my Skype pictures or something like that. You can browse. Let's tab.
Create a clone link.
What?
Create a clone link.
I can't. Well, you can play with that link if you want.
Create a phony link. Build your free link.
Oh, well, these are...
Cancel button. Browse button.
You can browse for the picture if you have one.
Take video snapshot button.
You can have video on your picture. They really have changed this interface. And apparently, this is not reading well.
Default picture.
At all. No.
Default picture.
It's not. Well, maybe because there's only one item there.
Default picture.
Just a PC.
Let's adjust a PC.
Personalize Skype. Create your Skype show off your Wii Me. Identity with clonies to the world. Avatars, build your free
PC.
Well, let's get out of this by hitting escape.
Skype trademark, option style.
You can play with this on your own if you want to. I'm just going to leave mine as my default, which I'd forgotten that,
When I double-click on the contact or use the address field, start a call radio button checked.
2 of 2.
Alright, we're back to where we started. There should have been a save button. Let's find it.
Options preview. Cancel. Save. Change your picture. Save.
It's right after the pictures thing. I don't know why it took me back to the, little first option there, but let's, tab to the preview.
Cancel button. Options preview. Audio settings.
3 of 25.
I just arrowed down. Yeah, these numbers are going to be wrong, but trust me on what the JAWS says, not what the numbers say. So this is audio settings, and I'm actually going to change them, because I want to show you some sounds. So let's tab.
Microphone combo box, SBology 2 FFC 0.
That is fine.
Left right slider, 0%.
I've never gotten this slider to work, but my setup is a little different. I'm using the line and jack.
Let's type adjust my audio settings, checkbox not checked.
Don't do that, because that will wreak havoc on your mic settings, and you'll have to reset them every time. This adjusts it in the volume control panel. I would uncheck this if I were you. That way you can make adjustments yourself. And I prefer it this way. But it's your choice. You can play with these options if you want to. You can check this box by hitting space if you want. But personally, I like it unchecked.
Speakers combo box, SBology 2 FFC 0.
Now I'm going to change this.
Audio Advantage micro device.
To my sound card. And let me tap to save.
Left right slider 0%.
I've never gotten this slider to work either, but once again, my setup is different.
Ringing combo box connects to AMC audio.
Ringing. This will enable the your Skype to ring through different speakers. So I'm going to keep mine at the Kinexent, or the, Kinexent.
Ring PC speaker checkbox not checked.
I have never gotten this option to work. I check it, and it just makes a beeping sound through some speakers, so I don't know why one would want to do this if you have the ring already set. If someone knows, then they can contact me on the Skype English list. And if they have had a chance to play with it. But, to me this feature is very redundant.
Learn more about setting up your audio equipment link.
This will take you to the Skype Help website. I urge you to hit enter on this link and read it and memorize it.
Make a free test call link.
This will call Echo 123. We will learn how to make a call, later.
Buy a headset or Skype phones from the Skype shop link.
You can buy a headset or Skype phones, but all you really need is a very cheap mic if you want to sound very, well, decent and intelligible. I'm using, you know, professional equipment for this, but you really don't need to do that. In fact, I carry my headset mic with me everywhere I go. So if I don't have this equipment, and if I'm not gonna carry 20 pounds of equipment to the airport just to talk on Skype, so headset mic will do fine. LabTech. I recommend LabTech. Their site's a bit hard to navigate, but I do recommend LabTech. They're a great brand. $10 mic. Helps very well. Okay, that's the end of that shameless plug. Okay, let's tab.
Save button.
Let me quickly save my settings, so I'll hit space.
Skype trademark, Mary 1, tab contact, list box.
Sometimes it can take that long to save settings, so let's go to tools.
Menu, tools menu, add a contact.
Tools is Alt-T, by the way. And up arrow.
Options.
And enter.
Menu bar. Desktop preview general settings.
Alright, let's arrow down twice.
Audio settings. 3 of... Sounds. 2 of 25.
Ringtone. This is why I changed the speakers. Or the, audio output.
Get more ringtones and custom sounds link.
You can get more ringtones and custom sounds. Or you can, make your own. Or have a friend make some for you if, you have the urge.
Combo box. Skype busy signal classic.
This will let you choose the, sounds. This list box is rather confusing. The combo box lets you choose the sounds. The list box gives you a list of events. So let's tab.
List box ringtone.
1 of 26.
Ringtone. Let's stick with that one. Let's tab.
Mute all sounds button. Play button.
Let's play this ringtone. I have mine muted, but it has a very nice techno beat to it. Those of you who live in the U.S. who are listening to this, you will know what I mean. It's playing actually the busy signal.
Mute all sounds.
Why?
List box ringtone.
1 of...
Combo box. Skype busy signal.
Let's fix that.
Skype busy signal. Skype call error 1. Skype call error 2. Skype call forwarded. Skype call on hold. Skype call on. Skype chat sound. Skype call on hold. Skype connecting call classic. Skype connecting call modern. Skype contact offline. Skype contact online. Skype contact online modern. Skype dial tone classic. Skype dial tone modern. Skype file transfer complete. Skype file transfer failed. Skype hang up classic. Skype hang up modern. Skype incoming chat classic. Skype incoming chat modern. Skype incoming contacts. Skype incoming file. Skype incoming request.
Okay, we're almost there.
Skype incoming voicemail. Skype knocking sound. Skype message sent. Skype resuming call classic. Skype resuming call modern. Skype ringtone classic. Skype ringtone modern.
Here we go.
Skype ringtone.
I'll play the ringtone classic first.
List box ringtone.
1 of 26.
Mute all sounds button. Play button.
Let's play it. Doesn't that sound just so 50s?
Mute all sounds. List box ring. Combo box. Skype ringtone. Skype ringtone modern.
Now I'm going to play Skype ringtone modern.
List box ringtone.
1 of 20.
Mute all sounds button. Play button.
Doesn't that just have a techno sort of feel to it? That's what I want. Now.
Mute all sounds button. List box ringtone.
1 of 20.
This is how I go about playing the sounds, learning them. My connecting call sound, though, I did make on my own.
Dial tone.
2 of 20.
Busy signal.
3 of 26.
Find it.
Call on hold.
4 of 20.
Resuming call.
5 of 26.
Well, I'm not going to find it.
Connecting call.
6 of 26.
There is connecting call.
Mute all sounds button. Play button.
Now, if I did this right, it's going to play my connecting call sound. Okay. No, it's not. That is the modern connecting call sound, which I don't like, so I'm going to change it. I've imported some sounds that I made.
Reset the default button. List box not selected. Connecting call 1.
1 of 4.
I really should do this in a separate tutorial.
Connecting call 1.
But, oh well.
Reset the default button.
I'm having too much fun with the Skype sounds.
Play button.
Okay, let's play it. And that's the only way you can change it is to play it. Apparently not. Why isn't it...
List box connecting call 1.
1 of 4.
Import sounds button. List box connecting call. Reset the default button. Play button. Mute all sounds. List box connecting call.
6 of 26.
Well,
Combo box. Skype connecting call modern.
Oh.
Windows XP. Sounder type. Skype user. Skype user added. Skype sign out sound. Skype sign in sound. Skype send a voicemail.
Oh, it.
Connecting call.
Puts it in the combo box. I am sorry, folks. I totally forgot about that. Sorry about that. That was my error. So, to review what I did,
Skype trademark, untitled, Adobe on.
Okay, sorry about that, folks. To review what I did,
Skype trademark, options, Skype.
I imported my sound. Well, I did that, a few months ago. And it appears in the, Skype, sound. In fact,
connecting call 1.
Let's connect and call 1.
Mute all sounds button. Play button.
Let's play it to make sure that it's the right one. Yes, it is, and it's a bit distorted. Sorry about that, folks. But
reset the default button.
Let's import a sound.
List box connect. Import sound.
I believe.
Choose your sound dialog. File name. Edit combo.
0 items.
Let the sounds go.
Zback. Folder not selected. 1 working. 1 of 8. Folder.
I believe that the sounds go, in the my Skype content afterwards.
Not selected. Books 1 of 27. Blend.
So let me
files of type
struggle with this
folder view not selected books 1 of 20
open dialog
lost folder view list view not selected engineered sound folder view list Sarah shut up lost
oh that's not what I've
one
I know where I put it
one lost 0 items
in my
one.
C drive
C back C folder view. One working folder view Sarah and scores scripts Skype Skype voice pack
there
folder
is.
View list view incoming call lost
incoming call no actually
incoming chat. Welcome to Skype Log.
I don't have
incoming call log.
Connecting call sound made yet. I forgot.
Skype trademark option.
Okay, so now that I've imported this.
List box not selected. Connecting call 1.
1 of 5.
Reset the default button.
Let's
play button. Mute all sounds button. List box connecting call.
Shift tab.
Ringtone.
1 of 26.
Ringtone.
Mute all sounds button.
Now.
Get more ringtones and cut.
If I did this right.
Combo box.
Then. Incoming call.
Incoming call.
Should be in the list.
Mute all sounds. Play button.
And let's hear it. Okay. That should get someone's attention. Mine. Okay, let's quickly save my settings.
Reset the default button. List box. Import sound. Save button.
I firmly believe in saving my settings after every
contact,
change.
List box.
0 items.
Skype trademark. Very well.
Okay, let's
menu. Tools menu. Attic.
I am so sorry about the noise, folks.
Options.
I'm doing this late at night. And I just
Skype
hit
trademark.
Tools.
Options dialog. Options preview.
Whoa. I just hit tools. Went to, options and hit enter. Let's down arrow 3 times.
Audio set. Sounds.
2 of 20.
Video settings.
1 of 25.
I'm going to actually skip video settings because I don't have a webcam, so I don't think it'll work on me. Anyway, it is disabled on my end. You can disable it. You can actually uncheck a box that says enable video. And you can read, there's a Skype help page on that. So I'm going to skip right over that. I'm sorry, folks, but I honestly don't know how to set up video on Skype because I don't use it.
Privacy settings.
7 of 25.
Privacy settings. This is the meat of Skype. This will allow you to filter out numbers, contacts.
Only people in my contact list radio button checked.
Who of who?
Unfortunately, this dialogue is not read correctly, at least for me, but I memorized the stuff. This is for calls. Only people in my contacts can call me.
Only numbers from my contacts radio button checked.
One of two.
Only, and I'm going to be paraphrasing and summarizing here, and I'm tabbing in between fields as I do this. Only people who have my Skype and number and are in my contacts can call me.
Only people in my contact list radio button checked.
One of two.
And only people in my contact list can send me chats. I believe that's the order of said dialogue. So let's tab.
Keep chat history for combo box forever.
I keep my chat history forever because I have stuff stored in there like URLs and stuff that friends have given me, like, well, mainly just URLs, little messages here and there. So I keep that. I can always clear it later.
Clear chat history button.
Or I can clear it with that button, which I choose not to do, but you can do it just to sort of save space in your events panel.
Allow my status to be shown on the web. Checkbox checked.
This has to do with Skype buttons. Those are really cool things because you can put them in emails and you can have your Skype status being shown. Although I don't know how to do it without a graphic. I'm still playing with that. I might post on that when I learn how to do it.
Learn more link.
Learn more. This will let you hit enter and go to a Skype help website.
Reset the defaults button.
Reset to defaults. I like that because if you mess up, then you can reset everything to their defaults and change it.
Learn more about privacy and security in Skype link.
Now, I should mention that, one, that link that you just heard takes you to a webpage. Two, the radio buttons that you're going to encounter in Skype, you can down arrow, I believe, but you cannot up arrow, and if you up arrow or down arrow too far, it does not cycle back. It takes you somewhere else in that page tab. So you've got to find those set of radio buttons again, and that can be a pain. Just letting you know that little quirk in Skype 3.2, which is what I'm using. I don't know if they fixed it in Skype 3.5. If they didn't, then you're going to have to get used to the way these radio buttons work. Or if you're in desperate need, use your mouse.
Save button.
I'm not going to save anything.
Cancel button. Options preview.
Alright.
Block users.
6 of 25.
Blocked users. This will let you manage your blocked users from here, or you can go to Tools and then Manage Blocked Users. We will actually explore the menus in one of the tutorials at some point.
Yes, blocked list box not selected one.
Now, let's select a blocked user at random. And if I wanted to allow them, I could just tab to
unblock this person button.
The unblock this person.
Phone number edit combo.
You can block a phone number if you want to. To do that, you hit shift plus, or no, shift equals, which is the plus sign, the country code, which in the US is 1, the area code, and then the phone number. So you can do that all without spaces.
Learn more about privacy and security in Skype link.
This will take you to a website where you can read about that. I urge you to do that.
Save button. Cancel button. Options preview. Notification settings.
11 of 25.
Notifications. This is going to start to get a little redundant.
When someone calls me, show Windows trailer. Radio button checked. One of two.
No, it's not. All right. Now, we're going to be getting into the territory of Skype Watch a little bit. And no, I'm not going to go over how to set it up because it's not hard. You just have to go to a website and read some instructions. That website I will put in the show notes. So, you can set it up that way, and just as a hint, copy and paste is your friend when you're going to be doing this. Do not type this by hand. I don't. So I'm not a beginning scripter, but still. I'm not that good of a scripter either, but in any case, copy and paste is good, because sometimes some of the keys on my computer don't work. Like, for example, the T key. And you're going to need the T key sometimes when you type this. So copy and paste is your friend a lot when you're setting this up, and I urge you to do that. All right, I'm off my soapbox now. You want this to be, you want the...
When someone calls me, show Windows trailers, radio button checked, 1 of 2.
You want that checked. Reason being is because that is how you're going to hear incoming calls from your contact. Incoming call from Jane Doe or something to that effect. So let's tab.
When someone calls me, pop up a window when someone requests my contact details. Checkbox checked.
This is by choice. We saw this earlier somewhere.
Display a notification in the Windows tray when someone comes online. Checkbox checked.
Now, this will let you know when someone has signed in. It will say so-and-so has signed in.
Display a notification in the Windows tray when someone starts a chat with me. Checkbox checked.
If you have chat windows to pop open, then this might work as well. If you're at your desktop and you're not really paying attention and someone starts a chat with you, you will hear it. So let's tab. You'll actually hear what the chat is if you're paying attention.
Display a notification in the Windows tray when someone sends me a file. Checkbox checked.
That is a little balloon, once again, that flashes in the system tray icon, or the system tray. You will hear when someone sends you a file, and you will have a window pop up in your face. Or if not, if you're in Do Not Disturb, you won't hear these notifications at all, and you're going to have to check your events list when we enabled the view accessibility options, and then tools, events, missed events, rather, tools, and then missed events. So let's tab.
Display a notification in the Windows tray when someone has a birthday. Checkbox checked.
Birthday notifications. Those are unique. I like them. Honest to goodness, I like them. Because that way you can wish someone a happy birthday. And if they put their real birthday in their profile, then you get to see their age. And that's also kind of cool. So let's tab.
Display a notification in the Windows tray when someone requests my contact details. Checkbox checked.
You will be let know when your contact details have been requested.
Display a notification in the Windows tray when someone sends me contacts. Checkbox checked.
Sends you contacts. I've dealt with contact lists before. This is a good way to share contacts among each other, and I highly request that you play with that. The lists don't read well, but we will go over that, maybe.
Display a notification in the Windows tray when someone leaves me a voicemail. Checkbox checked.
If you have the voicemail system enabled, then you will hear a sound as well as a voicemail notification. I don't know what it says, as I use a different method of getting voicemail. So, you can play with that.
Save button.
Save.
Cancel button. Options preview. Alerts and messages.
10 of 25.
Alerts and messages. This is a little redundant, so I'm not going to really go through everything here.
Help and Skype tips. Checkbox not checked.
This will let you see Skype tips, help, other things. I turned this off last night, and it has not affected me at all. So, you can turn it off if you want. You can.
Show an example link.
Show an example. You can hit enter on that link. Let's do that.
Help. Skype tips and promotions appear in a small area like this at the bottom of the apostrophe contacts or apostrophe call phones tab. Skype trademark. Mary 1. Skype trademark. Mary 1. Joy Choir. Skype trademark. Options. Skype trademark. Options.
You just alt-tab right back to the options dialog.
Help and Skype tips. Checkbox not checked.
Help and Skype tips. It took me back to the tree view again.
Show an example link. Promotions checkbox not checked.
I don't want to see Skype promotions. You can if you want to. I unchecked that, though.
Show an example link.
I don't want to show an example at the moment, but you can play with that if you want.
Learn more link.
Learn more. This will again take you to a Skype website where you can read the help. I urge you, when it says learn more, learn about, links like that, read those. Hit enter on them. They'll take you to a website. Read them. Put them in Notepad. You know, read them offline if you're on a dial-up connection. If you're learning this on a plane, read these tips, because that way you will be better versed in Skype and better able to help someone if I'm not on the list or if I didn't cover it in these tutorials. So I really urge you to learn these techniques that Skype gives, as well as mine, because if mine don't work, then you can use Skype's, fall back on Skype's techniques. So let's tab.
eBay alert checkbox not checked.
I don't deal with eBay, so...
1-800 3411 checkbox checked.
I leave that checked. I deal a lot with 3411. Nice number to call. Another shameless plug here. Nice number to call for the U.S. 1-800-3411. F-R-E-E 411. All right, let's tab.
Link.
I don't know what this link does. It just says link. So... you can hit enter on that and see what it does, or do whatever you need to do to get that info. So let's tab.
Save button.
Save.
Cancel button. Options preview. Sounds
9 of 25.
Rington.
I'm not going to go through the sounds again, because we just did.
Call settings, 16 of 25.
Now, call settings. Let's go through this.
Only allow people in my contact list to call me radio button checked.
1 of 2.
Oh, we already went through this, sort of.
Show advanced options button.
Show advanced options. Let's do that. Let's hit space on that.
Only people in my contact list radio.
This will expand this options dialog.
Only numbers from my contacts radio button checked.
1 of 1.
I've seen that before, too.
When someone calls me, show Windows trailer radio button checked.
1 of 2.
I've also seen that.
Automatically answer incoming calls checkbox not checked.
Don't do that, because right now there is no way to select just 1 or 2 or 5 or 20 contacts to answer automatically. It will answer all of them, all 300 or so contacts that you have in your list, if someone calls you. So there is no way to do that. So leave that unchecked for now, until or if Skype comes up with a solution.
Show basic options button.
Show basic options. I'll just leave that alone.
Save button. Cancel button. Options preview. Call forwarding.
15 of 25.
I do call forwarding, so let's explore this.
Forward calls when I'm not on Skype checkbox checked.
Yes, I want to do that.
Add more numbers link. Enter phone.
And you're not going to hear the phone number I forward to, but in order to enter these phone numbers, you go plus, which is shift equals, country code, which in the United States it's 1, and then however your format is for phone numbers wherever you live. In this case, area code, prefix, and then ending phone number. So let's tab.
Forward calls if I do not answer with an edit. 14 seconds.
All right, that's fine. That gives me ample time to answer calls.
Purchase Skype credit link.
I don't want to purchase Skype credit.
Normal rates link. Learn more about call forwarding link. Save button. Cancel button. Options preview. Voicemail.
14 of 25.
Voicemail. I am subscribed to the voicemail service. So let's tab.
Send unanswered calls to Skype voicemail checkbox not checked.
Now, the reason I don't do that is because I have my Skype calls going to a K7 phone number. My Skype voicemails, rather. It forwards it when I don't answer. So that doesn't make sense to have them go in both places. Now,
playback button.
The quality of the greeting is the same as the quality of the voicemail.
Playback button.
It's at about 8K. Let's listen to it.
Information. Okay button. Information. Voicemail. Playback error. Okay. Skype trade.
Okay. Maybe I have to be online. But let's
Skype trademark.
Let me quickly get online.
Menu. Invisible.
I'll just go invisible very quickly.
Skype trademark.
And you might hear my Skype watch working.
General.
Skype. Karen Idle.
All right.
Send unanswered calls to Skype. Options preview. Video set. Voicemail. Send a playback button.
Now let's try and hear it.
Playback button.
Hello, I'm currently away, but please leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Skype trademark.
Lovely.
Menu file. Online. Offline. Leaving menu.
Get back offline so I don't...
Two taps.
There we go. Let me get back offline so I don't get any surprises.
Skype trademark.
I don't like the quality of the voicemail, but it works. And currently there is no way to save voicemails to your hard drive. It saves them, but it saves them in .dat format, and you cannot access that. So,
general, video settings.
I'm done with the voicemail thing. You can play with the rest of those settings. I'm going to skip the video.
Chat settings. Chat settings.
There we go. Chat settings.
Only people in my contact list radio button checked.
1 of 2.
Okay, that they can only people in my contact list can send me a chat. So if you're not in my contact list, I'm not going to see your chat.
Keep chat history for edit combo forever.
Let's keep my chat history forever.
Clear chat history button. Pop up a chat window when someone starts a chat with me. Checkbox checked.
You can uncheck this if you want. And every time you hear a chat sound, whoops, I almost ate my mic. Every time you hear a chat sound, then you can go to your events. But I choose to have the pop up. So.
In the chat, pressing apostrophe enter will send chat message radio button checked.
1 of 2.
That will either send a message or cause a line break. I normally have it send a message because it's more familiar for me that way. I've always dealt with chat programs that way. The way you perform a line break, incidentally, in Skype, is shift enter. That might work other places as well. You can play with that.
Show when I am typing checkbox checked.
Show when I am typing. That is equivalent to MSN, but it won't play a sound. I don't know if that works yet, but you can play with that if you want. You can uncheck it if you want, so that you don't have to see. They don't have to see when you're typing.
Show basic options button. Save button. Cancel button. Options preview. Chat appearance.
19 of 25.
Chat appearance. This is an interesting dialogue.
Show emoticons checkbox not checked.
I unchecked the emoticons because I don't like them. I don't want to see them, and I can't type them.
Show timestamp next to chat messages checkbox not checked.
I don't want to see that either. I can always read a log if I choose to see that. But it is by choice. Some people do like their chat timestamps shown, so they can see when a chat was last sent. But it really doesn't matter. These options that I am showing you are there for you to play with. You don't have to set everything exactly the way I set it. You can personalize this options dialogue to your liking and save the settings every time you go, because that way there is no apply okay in Skype. You save it. Or at least that's the way I do it. Slow, but it works. Let's tab.
Use chat style combo box or like style.
IRC like style. I have not found a difference between IRC like style and Skype default, but again, you can play with that. So let's enter or tab.
Save button.
Save.
Cancel button.
Cancel.
Options preview. SMS settings.
18 of 25.
SMS settings. I'm going to skip over this because I don't have SMS enabled, but you can play with these options.
Updates. 24 of 25.
Updates. These are, well, if you go to help and then check for updates, you can check for updates starting, I believe, in Skype 3, or maybe it was Skype 2.5. I can't remember when they started doing this, but it will let you know in an event when Skype comes up with an update. So let's tab.
Associate Skype with call to links on the web checkbox checked.
Call to links. You can hit enter on a call to link and it will call a contact. I don't really know the syntax, but you can go to Skype help and find out.
Notify me checkbox checked.
Unfortunately, this dialogue doesn't read too well. So let me tab through something that will.
Automatically downloaded. You will be asked before Skype installs an update checkbox not checked. Notify me checkbox checked. Automatically downloaded. You will be asked before Skype installs an update checkbox not checked.
Yeah, it's the dialogue really isn't reading too well.
Manage other programs access to Skype link.
And this other dialogue, when I was playing with it last night, I found it didn't read too well either. Actually, it doesn't read. The list box doesn't read at all. But, you know, if you have the know-how with WindowWise, JAWS, System Access, whatever you want to use, you can make this read and change the way that Skype behaves. Unfortunately, I can't demonstrate this because I can't get it to read. So, sorry folks, that's just the way it has to be. Maybe in a later tutorial, if I do get the manage accesses to Skype to read, then I will demo that, because when you install third-party plugins, you've got to get this to read, and you've got to get it to read well. So let's, because you can remove applications that you don't use anymore if you want. Well, save resources anyway. So let's tab.
Save button. Cancel button. Options preview. Connection.
23 of 25.
Connection. This will allow you to adjust your port setting, firewall settings, proxy settings. The first one I just hit control on because I didn't want you to hear it. It's the use port setting. And I chose a port number. You have to restart Skype if you want to make the change.
Use port 80 and 443 as alternatives for incoming connections. Checkbox checked.
All right, I have that checked. Actually, it is checked by default, so I leave it alone. The use port box is an edit field, by the way. So you can blank out whatever's in there and change it if you want. You can leave it at the default as well. If you know what you're doing, then yeah, that's fine.
Allow Skype to modify my firewall settings. Checkbox checked.
Okay, I leave that checked.
Combo box, automatic proxy detection.
If you're behind a proxy, Skype will detect that. If you're not behind a proxy, then, well, Skype will detect that as well.
Enable proxy authentication. Checkbox not checked. Learn more about how Skype deals with proxies and firewalls link.
I urge you to read that link as well if you are behind a proxy and you need to set that up. I'm not behind a proxy server at all, so I don't need to worry about that.
Display technical call info during calls. Checkbox not checked.
I leave that unchecked because I cannot get that to work. And I don't need extra graphics on my interface, so let's...
Display Skype bandwidth usage. Checkbox not checked.
All right, let's tab.
Save button. Cancel button. Options preview. Hotkeys.
22 of 25.
Hotkeys. This is fun because you get to answer calls, hang up calls, do anything from anywhere.
Enable keyboard shortcuts. Checkbox checked.
Except you need to check that box that says enable keyboard shortcuts. I have that checked on my end. If you don't, you're not going to answer calls, except you have to go to Skype and then answer the calls.
List box answer call enabled. PGO.
All right. Now let's say I wanted to change that. In fact, let's down arrow through these keystrokes.
Ignore call enabled. Control Alt Shift I. Reject hang up call enabled. PGDN. Ignore call enabled. Control Alt Shift I.
Let's disable that.
Disable hotkey button.
I'm going to hit space on that.
List box. Ignore call. Disable. Control Alt Shift I.
In fact, if I can, I'm going to blank out this hotkey.
Enable hotkey. Change selected short. Set hotkey for ignore call. Control checkbox checked.
I'm going to uncheck that.
Not checked.
Alt checkbox checked.
I'm going to uncheck that.
Not checked.
Shift checkbox checked.
Not checked.
Win key checkbox not checked. Edit I. Blank. Okay button. Edit. Okay button.
Let's okay this.
Skype trademark. Options dialog. List box. Ignore call. Disabled.
And that's gone. So I don't need to do that. Now, in that edit box that you saw, I can hit a keystroke like home, end, I, J, G, whatever. But I do suggest that you modify this with Control, Alt, Shift, Windows key, not all four at once. After you modify a hotkey like that, then you're going to tab to the Enable.
Change selected shortcut button.
Well, see, that's grayed out. So I need to change my selected shortcut and then OK it. And then tab to enable and hit space on that.
Save button.
Well, let me save my changes that I made.
Skype trip.
And that's it, folks. This is the options dialog. It's, like I said, one of the longest and hardest tutorials to cover because this is the one that's constantly changing. If you have any questions, then feel free to contact me on the Skype English list about this. I probably was not too clear on some of the options because I don't know what some of them do. I just closed out Skype with Alt-F4 and Alt-Tabbed away because sometimes it will not refresh. Actually, most of the time it won't refresh itself, and it'll say Skype trademark and then your username. So, if you want to get a hold of me again, contact me with the Skype English list, and I'll see you guys next time for the next tutorial. And hello to all. This is another Skype Tutorials update. Today we are going to learn how to send, receive, and transfer files, and to learn what happens when a file transfer goes utterly wrong and decides to die. And right now I do have a Skype contact who is going by my audio cues, and hopefully I won't get any chats at the moment. But if I do, you'll be hearing the sound. And you'll be hearing my Skype watch. Actually, let me turn that off really quickly.
Skype trademark.
I'll just go into my verbosity menu.
Adjust JAWS verbosity dialog. List box.
I'll arrow down twice.
Automatically speak up. Skype watch messages on. Skype watch messages off.
And I'll just hit enter. There we go. All right. Now, when you're sitting at your desktop,
minimize all that,
or wherever you want to be, and you get a file transfer, it will pop up in your face and it will make a sound, and I will show you what to do as soon as that happens. So you're sitting at your desktop and you're reading your email or you're doing whatever, and all of a sudden a file transfer comes at you. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I am going to
record from analog input. Jeremy Hartley online Skype trademark.
Close this out.
See that.
Close out all my unnecessary windows first. And you don't really need to do that, but I do it so that I don't have to tab through many windows. But I'm going to put this in a
Skype
focus.
Trademark. Mary 1. Skype trademark. Record from a Skype trademark. Receiving file. Skype trademark. Receiving file. Save.
And let's go through this tab dialog really quickly.
End call with Ruben Raskin button.
Oops. Well, okay. You just heard who I was on with, but that's all right. You can start a call or end a call from this dialog.
Send message to Ruben Raskin.
You can send a message, you know, saying, wait a minute, or whatever. And all you need to do is you need to just hit space on these buttons.
Menu.
There's a menu button which allows you to do the same. In fact, let me reread it.
Menu button.
And, that's interesting. The button message didn't come through to activate, press spacebar, but that's all right. You can, let's hit space on this menu.
Context menu, hang up the call with this contact.
Page.
And that normally wouldn't
Jeremy
be there.
Hartley,
that normally wouldn't be there. It normally wouldn't be there except I'm on a call with this contact, but let's arrow down.
Start chat.
Yes.
I can start a chat.
Send SMS message unavailable.
I can't do that because I'm not signed up with my cell provider.
Send contacts.
Send.
I can send this person contacts if I want to, and we will go over that in another tutorial.
Send file D.
I can send this person a file if I want to, but I'll go over two ways to send a file to a contact.
Send voicemail V.
I can send this person a voicemail.
Invite a conference unavailable.
I.
And I can't invite this person to a conference because you can't call yourself.
Do more unavailable.
M.
Do more. I uninstalled the Applications Manager last we talked because it was crashing my system. So,
view profile.
W.
I can view this person's profile if some unknown person were sending me this file.
Rename R.
I can rename this contact.
Send money.
O.
Set speed dial.
P.
Remove from contacts.
F.
Block this user.
B.
Request contact details unavailable.
Q.
View chat history.
C.
Hang up the call.
And
context.
Let me get out of the submenu by hitting the Alt key.
Cancel button.
So now,
save as button.
We are here to accept this file. Normally, a dialogue will come up saying, you know, do you want to accept this person, you know, as sending you files? Do not show me this dialogue again, because if someone were very malicious, they could send you a virus. So that's why you need to be extremely careful of who you accept contacts from. And I'm getting chat lines all over the place. So sorry about that. Okay, so let's hit space on the save as button.
Save dialogue file.
And
folder view.
Let's read
file
the file
name. Comma, Amicos, DLF.
And that's not something I really want to... But let's say that I wanted to accept this, and usually it would go in my documents, my received files, and my documents, my Skype received files, but you can put it wherever you want. I usually put it on the desktop. Now, I'm going to accept this file and then, you know, take a look at it later, but not something I want to look at, not a DLL, but let's accept this file, and you'll hear what happens when you send the file. So let's quickly hit enter and then take
Skype
a look at the dialogue.
Receiving file.
So
6% completed. Skype trademark receiving file.
You can read the dialogue
Jaws to PC.
With your Jaws cursor.
Bottom cancel button. 12% done. 0142 remain 3 KBS.
Okay, that's good.
Amicos, DLL, Ruben Raskin, MMMM, receiving file. 40% completed, 52% completed. Skype
and
trademark PC.
That's your title bar, so you can go and listen as it's completed. I can tab.
Open button.
I can open the file, but I'm not going to do that.
Close button.
I can close the button.
Open button.
Okay.
Close button.
That's about all I can do.
Skype
I'm going to close that. Now, two ways to send a file, and then we're going to go over what happens when a file goes dreadfully wrong on both ends. And one cool thing I forgot to mention is the ability to close out, to hit Alt F4 when you receive a file, and it will go right into your events list. And when you enabled those things that we did enable in tutorial number 3, I think, or was it number 6? You can put it in your events list. You can go to Tools, Missed Events with the letter M, and hit Enter on the... And that's how you can get to the file dialog another way. But we might do that.
Tab.
Let me get to my Contacts tab.
Tab Contact List Box.
And...
Rub Edit Rub. Looking for Rub, Matt.
Okay, there he is.
Contact.
Now, I can do this from the context menu that I just pulled up with the apps key.
Start chat. Send SMS message. Send contacts. Send file.
And I'm in the Skype window right now. So let me do that.
Leaving menus. Send file.
And let's just choose a file here that we're going to send him.
Ventrilo. Desktop.
Let's...
Christmas.
Let's see. Let's send... If this isn't going to do, but let's send a playlist. But, Let's send him a playlist, and let's hope he doesn't accept right away, because I want to show the fact that you can close the file
Skype
transfer.
Trademark.
So if let's hope he doesn't accept right away, don't. So what I'm going to do is, let's say this person's offline, and you know, and I'm just waiting. So let's
Skype trademark.
Close that with an Alt F4.
Menu, tools menu.
And let's get to the tools menu with an Alt T, and this is going kind of fast, so be sure and you can pause the tutorial if you want, but let's hit M for missed events.
Missed call, one submenu.
M.
And I do have a missed call, but that's okay.
Active file transfer, one submenu.
Active file transfer.
Ruben Raskin,
R.
Okay, let's hit enter.
Leaving menus,
on this
type
person's
trademark,
name.
Sending file.
And, okay, that's fine. Now, I don't know if I'm going to hear it when I'm online and it's in my events
minimize
list.
All.
But let's say that something were to go horribly wrong with his internet connection, and he were to, let's say, cancel the file. You will hear an incredible sound that sounds like Skype throwing up. So if you do hear this, and like I said, I don't know if you're going to hear it from within the events panel, but we shall see what happened. If not,
Skype trademark.
Then we're going to do this
menu
again.
Tool.
So let's go
missed
to...
call one sub menu.
Yeah.
Leaving menus.
You're not going to hear it from the missed events, but let's say... Best. Let me now go over how to send the file another way. Oops.
List viewed. Catch the M3.
So I'm at my desktop. I'm going to hit my applications key. And if you're using Skype 3.5, 2.0, or 1.0.0.79... This will also work as well. I'm going to right-click, and
context menu, play in Winamp.
There's the context menu. I can down arrow to send to, or I could just hit N.
Add to now play in list, send to submenu.
N.
There we go. Enter.
Adobe on.
And I can hit S for Skype.
Send to FTP.
S. Skype S.
Leaving menus.
Now, you're not going to hear those clicks normally, but I have a sound scheme going that let me know when program's open. I am now in a... list box. So I'm going to type R-U-B.
Ruben Rast.
And there he is. And I'm going to hit enter. And now, this is another way to send the file. But once again, let's assume that his internet connection goes horribly wrong. And he goes offline or something. So let's see what happens then. Normally, you might hear... a Skype sound that sounds a little bit like Skype is, like I said, barfing. There it is. And you can, the dialogue
Skype trademark, sending file cancel.
Is still up there, but
send message to Ruben Raskin. Menu
I
button.
Can send a message saying, yo, what happened?
Close button. Close this dialogue when file transfer completes, checkbox checked.
Now that's what I actually wanted to show you, was the close dialogue when this file transfer completes. You can have it close automatically, and we'll demonstrate that in a minute. You can, if you don't have it closed, then that means that your file dialog will still be open, but just like Internet Explorer and maybe Firefox, I don't know. If you don't close the dialog, then the dialog will stay up there saying, oh, your download's finished! Or in this case, my upload's finished. So... let's
desktop folder list view.
See what happens when the dialog when I actually get
context.
A successful file transfer. I'm going to do this the easy way. I'm going to hit N.
Add to now play in list.
N.
Send to submenu.
N.
Adobe Audition. Send to Skype.
S.
Leaving menus folder view list view. Skype trademark.
And I keep hitting the control key because it's a lot of extraneous chatter, which you're going to get as well. Now, keep in mind, if you are using WindowEyes and System Access, you might hear things a little bit differently. But in this case, I am using JAWS 7.0. This will work with the latest version of the scripts. I'm using Skype 3.2. But this will work with Skype 3.5, unless they took that option out. And then the next time we're going to go over chat messages. Actually, that will be the next tutorial, is chat messages. So, there he is. I just typed R-U-B. And that's how you can actually get to a contact. It used to filter out... the contacts in SAM, but not anymore. You have to keep typing the person's name or as close to the spelling as you can get, and if you mess up, you sort of have to backspace and hit your home key. So let's say I messed up, and let's hit backspace several times, and let's hit the home key.
Derwin Moore.
I am now at the top of my list, so I'm going to type R-U-B, and hope this is it.
Ruben Rat.
I just read my current line with my read current line key. So let's hit enter. And let's see what happens when a file transfer goes right. And I do have, you can check the close this dialog box when file completes. And I have that checked. So let's see what happens. I
Skype
hit enter.
Trademark.
And it'll say Skype trademark sending file. And depending on your internet speed, it should take a few seconds to send this file. So let's see where we are.
69% completed. Skype trademark sending file.
Okay. There we go. It is done. It is absolutely done. Now, let's say, and I did cover this briefly. But let's say I'm in Do Not Disturb.
Menu, online, offline, invisible, do not disturb. Leaving menus.
And
menu,
my Skype watch is menus. Disabled. So I'm not going to hear anything. But let's say he wants to send me a file or something. And I'm not home, or I'm reading a book, or something. So, let's say he wants to send me a file, and let's say I want to see it. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to my Skype thing. And we did go over how to enable Skype hotkeys. So, if you have your Focus Skype enabled, then use that. I'm going to use mine.
Skype trademark.
And I'm going to go to Tools.
Menu, Tools menu, Add a contact.
Missed events.
Missed call one sub menu.
And I'll get to that in a minute.
Active file transfer one
there
sub menu.
There it is, active Ruben file Raskin. Transfer one. And I'm going to hit enter on this.
Leaving menus, Skype trademark, receiving file, save.
And we are at the save as button, but since
cancel button.
I don't need to receive it, I'm going to get rid of it and make his Skype barf by hitting the cancel button.
Skype trademark.
And that is essentially how you send and receive files back and forth. Now, unfortunately, you cannot send and receive folders. I've wanted to request that to the Skype team. I have requested that to the Skype team for a while now, and either they can't implement that or they won't. So the best thing you can do is to use your zipping program and send zipped folders of files, and I'm not going to go over that because that is your zipping program. It's your responsibility to learn said zipping program. This is a tutorial on Skype. So, and now, you know, there's also a way to do it from the run dialog, but I can't remember how to do it at the moment. You're going to have to go back to tutorial number two and read the syntax on how to send a file that way. So let me get back online so that I can communicate
menu.
With this person again.
Online. Leaving menus.
There we go. And I shall see you guys next time with How to Read Chats. Take care. Okay, the chat feature. We're going to be covering Skype 3.5 today, but this might work in 3.2. If it doesn't, then, good luck. I'm using the 504 set of scripts. This is about the only way. Well, let's see. Did it work in the prior version? No, it didn't. So you're going to have to update it to the 504 set of scripts if you want to do what I'm doing. Okay, so let me start by putting Skype into focus.
Skype trademark, Mary 1, do not disturb button.
And then let me... I can't really play the sounds to you because I'm in Do Not Disturb, but I'm going to show you how to read a chat. I don't really have one open right now, but let me show you actually first how to send a chat. Let me get to my contacts tab.
Tab.
And for some reason it's not reading it, but that's...
Tab contact.
That's okay.
Doug Lee 40.
But let me send a chat line. I'm going to right-click on this person's name, and if I did it right, I should get a context menu.
Context menu, undo. You.
Yeah. Sometimes that happens because you're still in the address bar. So when that happens, you just tab.
Tab contact list box.
And then you go to your applications key and you hit that.
Context menu start.
Or however you right click in your screenreader. I'm using JAWS 7.
Start chat.
There's a start chat.
Leaving menu.
And I'm automatically placed in the edit field. And I already configured it so that when I hit enter, the chat will send. If I want to create a line break, then I hit shift enter. And that will cause a line break. That should work to about 2.0. So you should be able to do that. Okay, so let's send a chat line. I just put this as a test chat line. Let's put the L there where it belongs. And I'm going to hit enter. And I just hit the control key because I don't want to hear my line back. Now, if I want to see what I had sent, let's say I put a link in there and I forgot. If I hit Alt 1,
Sarah LCP dependent, he says this is a test chat line.
I can do that. Now, That will work. I can't remember when that was implemented, but Alt 1 through Alt 0 take you to the last 10 conversations. This will happen in 3.2 and 3.5. If you want to go back and read prior chats for 3.2, you can't, unfortunately, because there's an edit box that just will not work. You can't arrow up and down or nothing. I wish there were an option to save that whole chat as an RTF so you can go to it, or TXT or whatever, just like in other chat programs. But there isn't. Skype 3.5 finally implemented a chat log type feature, and I'm using the IRC-like style. If you use the default style, I don't know if this is going to work. But let's say that I wanted to see what this person sent back, which is absolutely nothing, because I would have seen it. I'm going to hit, and this will work with Alt 1 to Alt 0, I'm going to hit that twice very quickly.
Sarah LCB Nick Pendant E says this is a test chat line, press escape to close this message.
Okay, it put it in a virtual buffer, so I can
Blend.
Arrow
press escape to close this message.
Up and down.
Sarah LCB Nick. Sarah LCB.
I can copy it to the clipboard if it were a chat that I wanted to send to someone else, but let me hit escape.
Ready.
And let's tab, and this will only happen in Skype 3.5. Sorry, all you 3.2 users, you are out of luck. I have no idea how to read previous chat lines easily. You can press the Alt plus whatever that key is to the left of one, the tilde. But you're still not going to get to arrow up and down through the chat messages, so I don't really know how you're going to do this, honest to goodness. I never have. I never have had to deal with it. But let's tab.
List box, 0 items.
And we are in a list box, and no, there are not 0 items. I can start arrowing up and down. Let me just hit end.
Sarah LCB Dependent E says this is a test chat line.
2 of 2.
And there are only 2 chat messages here.
Show messages from this conversation today as we last 30 days beginning.
1 of 2.
Actually, I lied.
Sarah LCB, show messages from this conversation today as we last 30 days beginning.
1 of 2.
You can root JAWS to PC and left click on any of the chat messages.
Last message was posted 3 minutes ago.
And that's another chat line that was just added. So I posted this to this person 3 minutes ago. Now, if I wanted to view the chat messages from, let's say, yesterday or a month ago or whatever, I would left click, but I'm not going to do that because it takes forever to fill that list box. So what I'm going to do...
Sarah LCB Dependent E says this is a test chat line.
2 of 3.
And I'm going to right-click on this chat line.
Context menu, copy selection unavailable.
See.
I don't know why that's unavailable, because it is selected. There should be a way to be able to copy that, but that's okay.
Select all.
I can select all.
Edit message.
E.
Edit message.
Remove message.
R.
I can remove the message.
Copy selection unavailable.
See.
And there has to be a way to select that so that I can do that, but I can't. Not from the list box. I have to use the Alt 1 to Alt 0. And for you WindowEyes users and HAL and System Access users, this is going to be great, except you can't select and copy the message. But
select all.
Yes.
Let's say
edit message.
I wanted to
remove message.
R.
Remove this message so that this person doesn't see that I sent a message. I'm going to hit enter.
Leaving menus, type trademark, remove message, cancel button,
Alt plus C.
I get a confirmation, which is good.
Do not ask me again. Checkbox not checked.
I wouldn't do that if I were you, because if it were an accident, you might not be able to get that important message back.
Remove button.
And I'm going to hit space on remove.
Luckily not available.
And that message has just been removed, and they were just notified, I think. Let's read that chat line with Alt 1.
Last message was posted 4 minutes ago.
And let's hit an Alt 2.
Remove 10:26:58 a.m. Sarah LCB Dependent E says this.
So, I don't know if he is going to see that the message has been removed and what it was. If he doesn't, then he knows that I made a mistake and didn't mean to send the message, or I wanted to edit the message, or whatever, or it was an accident. Now, I don't think you can remove other people's messages that they send, because that would not be a good idea. So that's essentially how to use the chat window in Skype 3.5. Now, you can do some of these things in 3.2, except for the reading prior chat messages, past 0, so past 10. I don't know how you would go about doing that, and something just opened on my computer. I think it's the updates that are being downloaded. Yesterday is Patch Tuesday. So that's it for me. I shall see you next time. Okay, now this probably does not have much to do with Skype, but what if you have a problem with Skype and you want to contact their support team? Well, here is a little tip that that I found, and let's hope they don't change the webpage by the time I get this up and running, and let's hope that they keep this webpage for the next few years, because I rather like the way they do this system. Now, I'm using JAWS, but I found that it's a little different with System Access, and it probably is different with WindowEyes and with HAL as well. So, let's put the Skype help page in focus, and I already got there. I went to help and then contact customer service or support. So I already have something on my clipboard, so I'm going to be reporting a genuine error problem here, and we'll see what happens. So let me put the Skype help page into focus.
Skype trademark, Skype help, Microsoft Internet Explorer, Skype help, Microsoft Internet Explorer.
And I normally don't do tutorials on web pages ever, but I figure that this is going to be a very weird web page to start with. So, let's navigate by heading.
Heading contact customer support.
And let's start tabbing.
Contact customer support combo box English
105.
Knowledge base link. User guides link. Forgot this link graphic. Forgot your password heading link. How to use Skype making a call. Personalized Skype. My account use payments bank. Technical sound. Skype product. Skype in SMS voice. Technical sound. Video connection, etc. link.
Let's hit enter on this link because in that case, I do have that problem.
Choose a topic. Technical sound.
Choose a topic. Now, this is a set of, if you will, sublinks in this list, so...
Sound problems link. Call quality problems link. Video problems link. Connection problems Skype doesn't start link. Mobile devices pocket PCS Skype toolbars link. Widgets link. Extras games productivity business etc. link. Other link.
Other. Let's hit enter on this.
Other link. Other link.
Because this is usually the way I contact them. And in my case, it is other. So this field should be... the fields now should be open. Let's use the forms command to go to prior and next forms.
Subject edit.
And there we go. That's the subject. I'm going to go into forms mode. Now, you can do this your way with your screen reader, but I'm going to...
Forms mode on.
Go into the subject, and I'm going to turn on my keyboard echo.
Characters.
So you know what I'm doing. I'm going to type error message.
E-R-space-M-E-S-G.
Oops.
Land.
And sometimes it will not
Alt space X, leaving menus edit.
Show
error.
So I have to
message
maximize the window.
A S E M E F A R G.
Let's
I, A, land,
E.
Put the E there. Where it belongs.
Tab problem description or question edit.
And I'm gonna type my problem really quickly. Okay, and I just landed on the name field, so I'm gonna type that in and I'm gonna tab.
Tab your email address edit.
I'm going to type that in, and I'm going to tab.
Tab, Skype name edit, Mary 1.
There's my Skype name. It appears automatically. Somehow it gets that when you go to the help about section. So let's tab.
Tab, Skype version.
And it will list the Skype version that you're using. Hopefully the latest one.
Tab, language com.
English.
Your language, 1 of 9.
For me, I'm going to choose English, so I'm going to hit E.
E, English.
There we go.
Tab, send your report button.
I'm going to send my report.
Space. Forms mode off. Subject.
And?
The internet.
I know that my report has not been submitted because it sometimes searches a knowledge base, so I'm going to use my screen reader capability of finding each button, or finding the buttons.
Submit the support request. My answer is not listed button.
There it is. Now, I don't know how you navigate with your screen reader, but if you're using JAWS, you can use the B command to find the buttons, and the Shift B to go back if you pass it up. So let's... hit the submit
space,
and it can take a while, but what's going to happen is an email is going to be sent to my email address that I entered, and it's going to say that I've submitted the support request, and hopefully Skype will get back to me with a solution, or they will fix the problem. So that's how you can report a problem if you're having it with Skype, and this should work with all versions. Chances are you will be told to update to the latest one, which I do recommend doing, and you can use this form actually to submit suggestions. and to submit feedback, suggestions, problems, billing issues if you've got them. So this is it for me. I shall see you next time. Okay, this tutorial is going to be about speed dial, and no, we're not talking about telephones. This is regarding Skype. 3.5 now is what I'm using. JAWS 7 still on a Windows XP laptop with Service Pack 2. Speed dial is a way to quickly get to a contacts list. You can have 100 numbers from 00, which I haven't tried, to 99. So, or maybe it's 0 to 99. I think it's 0 to 99. I've never had a speed dial called 0, so I'm not really sure if that would work. Okay, so let's get into the Skype window. Now, this will work with Skype 3.2 and below as well. I'm just using Skype 3.5 because I sort of have to upgrade. All right, so let's get into Skype here.
Skype trademark.
And I am offline. Actually, no, I'm invisible because I don't want to get startled. And my Skype watch is currently disabled, but that really doesn't matter because we're not really going to focus on that. Okay, so I have right now 20 speed dial keys programmed into Skype, and you don't lose them, not unless you decide to lose them, like create a new account or delete your applications folder. But that said, with that being said, your info is stored on the Skype server. Okay, enough of me rambling. Let's get to speed dial. I'm going to make sure I'm in the contacts tab.
Contacts tab.
And it finally spoke the tab name. Yay! I've been having problems with my JAWS over the last few tutorials. So my JAWS is working. This will work in System Access, Windowize HAL. You might have to do different procedures. So, here we go. I'm going to navigate to the list view.
Offline button. Tab contact list box 0.
There it is. Now, let's say that I want to contact whoever's on my number one speed dial key. All I have to key in is 1. And there's my contact for number 1. But let's say if I want to contact someone who's number 10, let's backspace a little bit, a lot, just to make sure that it's clear. And let's quickly type 10. But let's say I want to create a new speed dial key. I'm going to try and hit end. Oh, I forgot. I have to backspace out because now it's a filtered type deal. So now I'm going to hit the end key.
Tab contact.
I'm going to navigate to the contacts list box first, and then I'm going to hit the end key.
William Gamble, 2000.
And I'm missing one of my contacts. Why?
William. William.
Okay, I'm missing Gamble, one of my. 2000. I'm missing one of my contacts. There's supposed to be one more, but that's all right. Let's use him as an example, okay? I don't know what number I left off, so I'm going to pick a number at random. So I'm going to right-click with my applications key, and you can use whatever method of right-clicking you want.
Context menu, start calls.
And I'm going to up arrow.
View chat history. Request contact details unavailable.
Q.
Block this user.
B.
Remove from contacts.
F.
Set speed dial.
B.
Set speed dial. You're going to be looking for an option that says something about speed dial, either set speed dial or set speed dial key or speed dial, something to do with that. So let's hit enter, and my doorbell's ringing. Hang on, folks. Okay, I am back, and sorry for the background noise if you're hearing any. So what was I doing? Oh yes, I was going to create a speed dial key. So let's get back to Skype.
Skype trademark.
And let's make sure we are in the contacts list.
Stuartris. Offline. Tab con. Stuartris. William. William Lowe.
And I don't know
Gamble,
where the other contacts, I don't know where the other contact is. I'm missing a contact. I'm missing a few contacts, actually. But it's okay. So let's right-click with our applications key, or however you want to right-click.
Context menu. Start.
And you want to arrow up to something that says something about speed dial.
View chat list. Request contact. Block this user.
B.
Remove from contact. Set speed dial.
B.
In my case, it is set speed dial. So I'm going to hit enter.
Leaving menus, type trademark, set speed dial number, enter new speed dial number for William.
And it'll say enter new speed dial for this contact, whatever contact you're on. I'm going to choose 99 because I don't know where I am. So I'm going to hit 99, enter.
Type trademark.
And now when I read with an insert I, or sorry, with my read current line command, whatever that is, in other versions of screen readers. In JAWS, it's insert I.
Stuart Chris, Scandal 2005, 930.
No, that's not the one I want.
William Lomas, offline speed dial 99300.
Okay, so it says offline speed dial. Now, in this version of the scripts, and I think going back to 298, I believe, I can hit an insert. I can hit a say line three times. Now, this is only specifically in JAWS. You cannot do this in any other screen reader, I don't think.
Contact details.
I can look at the speed dial key.
When?
And I'm in a virtual buffer now. I just hit a say line three times.
Name, William Lomas. ID and status, X stat, speed dial 99.
See, I can...
Field 6, field 7, not, field 8, not, time 9, time zone, GMT, location, Wolverhampton.
Okay, whatever the GMT thing is, I don't know. Someone can explain to me that. Explain that to me off
the
list, and if Skype won't be quiet, I'm going to yell at it. Or if JAWS won't be quiet, I'm going to yell at it. Okay, now, let's get rid of the speed dial key, because I want to save 99 for someone else. So that's going to be easy. I just hit my applications key, or however you right-click.
Context menu.
Arrow up to speed dial.
View chat. Request. Block it. Remove. Set speed dial.
Or whatever it's going to be called in your version of Skype. This will work, I believe, to 2.5.
Leaving menus type.
Now, I'm going to hit the end key. I'm going to hit my selection key, shift home.
Select it.
And as you know, that selects from the end to the cursor. Or from the end of the line to the beginning of the line. And I'm going to hit the delete key.
When.
Make sure it's gone.
When.
And hit enter.
Skype trade.
So now his speed dial key is gone. And now you know how to set a speed dial key. This is a great way of quickly calling a person, chatting at a person, better than typing in their name. I love it. I love the speed dial feature. Like I said, I've got 20 contacts, and you can arrange them. It's a pain to arrange them. It really is. It's a pain to arrange them again. So it's best you get your speed dial set up once and set up right, because you do not want to do this again and again and again if you mess up. Because if you try and rename a speed dial, if you try and set another speed dial and it's equivalent to another speed dial, here, I'll show you. I'll show you what happens. Let's get back to this person. Oh, come on. Right-click. Oh, I just lost focus. All right, now let's right-click.
Context.
And arrow to speed dial.
Send SM. Send money. Set. Remove. Set speed.
It's quicker to up arrow, actually.
Leaving menus.
I'm going to set it to number one. Now, I know that I have a contact at number one, so I'm going to hit one, enter.
Arrow OK button.
And it's going to say arrow OK button. Let's read the current dialogue, and in that, in my version of JAWS, it's insert B. I don't know what it is in your other screen readers, so let's read that.
Arrow speed dial number one is already used for Doug Lee. Please choose.
And it says that it's already being used, and it will let you know, which is nice.
Type trademark. Enter.
What? I just hit escape out of it. I just hit the OK button and hit escape out of the speed dial field, because I don't want to do that. But now you know what happens when you set a speed dial. It's nice that it lets you know that it's set for a certain contact. So if you lose track and you hit number one, it'll tell you that it's set for Jane Doe or whatever. So that's it. That's it for this little tutorial. I shall see you guys next time. Okay, this is going to be the last tutorial on Skype, and this is really not talking about Skype per se. This is using QuickMix and WinKey to change volume controls, but first we have to go over the volume controls. Now, I'm running three sound cards right now to do this. But you can do this with one sound card, but keep in mind that they're going to hear your JAWS, and they are going to hear themselves back as well. So you can let them know so that they can either mute their mic, or not say anything, or unplug their mic, or something. Because a feedback loop is quite nasty. I've dealt with them, and I've managed to hurt my left ear with a feedback loop. So here we go. Just a little bit of a safety tip. So. Right. The volume control. There are many ways to get to the volume control. One from the run dialog, one from the shortcut with the shortcut to sounds and audio devices that you can put in your quick launch bar, or the control panel, and the icon in the control panel is called the Sounds and Audio Devices. The other way is through the Start menu, and we are actually going to go over two ways on how to do this, because I'm not going over all three. I will leave you to explore one of them. But first, the Run dialog. Let's do that. Can I turn my keyboard echo on? Yes, I can.
Run dialog. Type the name of a program, folder, document, or internet resource, and Windows will open it for you. Open edit combo /.
I just hit Windows R, for those of you who like to do it that way, or you can hit the Windows key and then the R key in separate steps. But let me turn on my keyboard echo.
Run JAWS Manager dialog. Oops. With box. /O. Characters.
Okay, let's type
SHTTPWNHDVOL32.
I really wish it would stop doing that. And let's hit space. And
slash
R. I learned this trick from a broadcaster. This works great. Let's hit enter.
Enter desktop folder view list 2 18 of 23 recording control dialog.
And I'm using the wrong sound card for this, but that's okay. Let's explore the recording control. Unfortunately, I am running this through a line and jack, so the options are not going to work. I do have a prior recording of this, but I'm not going to use it because the mic I was using at the time was not the best. So, we are now in the recording control. But before I do that, let's exit out of this, and let's get to the second options, the start menu, and then let's keep going from there. I find the run dialog easier, but it just depends on what you can do. You could try the run dialog if you're either A, a more advanced computer user, or B, you just want to get things done quicker, or C, you just feel like exploring and playing with it. To get to the regular volume control, it's without the slash R, so SNDVOL32, and let me stop my IRC program. Now, I've done that. Okay, let's explore the start menu, and like I was saying, there are a few more ways to get there, so let's see. Let's
start menu audacity.
I just hit my Windows key, and then I'm going to hit P for programs.
7-zip sub menu.
And A for accessories.
Add aware script sub menu.
Accessories sub. There it is. E for entertainment.
Entertainment sub menu.
E
sound recorder.
S.
And V for volume control.
Leaving menu start button.
Now that took a lot of steps, but we're not done yet.
Volume.
I'm gonna hit Alt P.
Menu options menu properties.
And enter.
Leaving menus properties dialog mixer device combo box audio advantage.
I am going to choose the sound card that I have for my default recording device.
SDology 2FFC0.
Which is what I'm using now.
Adjust volume for playback radio button check.
103.
I just tabbed. And I'm going to hit R for adjust volume for recording. Now, keep in mind I am using Windows XP to do this. Vista users, good luck. I'm going to hit the R key.
Adjust volume for recording radio button not checked. 203, Alt plus R.
I'm going to check it by hitting space. And I'm going to tab.
Properties list view microphone checkbox check.
105.
Now, these are things that you can check and uncheck, and when you uncheck them, they disappear from the main control. I'll show you that. My microphone is checked. I sort of need that every once in a while.
Line in checkbox check. 205.
Line in. I need that because I'm running that with my mixer.
What you hear checkbox check.
305.
What you hear, that is equivalent to the stereo mix on other sound cards, and I definitely want that checked. You'll see why.
SPDIF and checkbox not checked.
405.
SPDIF. I don't need that because I don't have any SPDIF equipment.
Wave checkbox not checked.
505.
Wave I don't need. So let's tab.
Okay button.
The options are similar in the playback. You can check and uncheck what you want. So let's hit okay.
Recording control dialog.
And I am now in the same recording control dialog that I was in before. And I did clean up my interface. You can hit space to check and uncheck what you want.
1153.
And you can do that. But let's tab around. These recording controls are going to be the same throughout.
Microphone volume up down slider 100%.
There's the microphone volume. The first one was balance.
Select checkbox not checked.
Alt plus
S. No, I don't want to select that. Otherwise, I'm going to sound all blah and boring and very loud, and we don't want that.
Advanced button. Alt plus A.
There's the advanced button. Let's quickly explore that.
Advanced controls for microphone dialogue. These settings can be used to make fine adjustments to your audio. Other controls, 1 microphone, 20 dB boost, checkbox not checked.
Alt plus 1.
Now, this will enable me to adjust. It's a 20 dB pad, basically, and I have that unchecked. And I don't want, because I want that, I call it a pad, but you can call it boost, you can call it whatever you want. That's tab.
Close button.
That's the only thing that's there.
Advanced button.
I'm hitting space on these buttons, by the way.
Line and balance, left, right, slider, 50%.
Here we go, line in. Now, I'm going to be rendering this in mono, so you're not going to hear any of what I'm going to be doing. But line in, the balance on anything, if you own a stereo system at home, you will know this. Balance is left and right. 50 is center, 0 is left, 100 is right. And if that's reversed, then reverse that. So, let's tab.
Line and volume, up, down, slider, 100%.
My line in is at 100%. I'm going to leave that.
Select checkbox checked. Alt plus S.
I don't know why it's saying select checkbox checked, because it's not a true... Well, it is a checkbox, but you can't uncheck it.
Not checked, checked. Not checked, checked.
See?
Not checked, checked.
You can't uncheck it. The only way you can uncheck it is to select something else.
What you hear, balance, left, right, slider, 50%.
The what you hear, balance is always at 50%. You could change that if you want.
What you hear, volume, up, down, slider, 60%.
Now, that's 60% for me because I like it.
Select checkbox, not checked.
Alt plus S.
Now, if I check that, I'm going to disappear, so I'm not going to check that. But that's how you can change selections. You can...
Check.
What you hear, select checkbox.
Check.
And I just checked the line in, no, the what you hear, and then the line in really quickly. Now, what does all this have to do with Quick Mix? I will show you. Let's bring up Quick Mix.
Start menu, audacity.
A.
7 zip submenu.
7.
Quick window sequencer. Quick Mix submenu.
2.
Quick Mix 2. Leaving menu. Start button. Quick Mix 1 point.
Now, what exactly is Quick Mix? Quick Mix is a program that will save the state of your sound card. Or sound cards. And what I've done was I've created a default profile for my sound cards with volumes I'm happy with, and I've put them in my startup folder. So let's play with Quick Mix and play with the Audio Advantage Micro, because
Mixer Combo Box, Audio Advantage Micro device.
That's where my JAWS is.
Recording.
Okay, so let's bring up the Audio Advantage Micro for playback, because
menu option.
That's all it is. Menu, Alt-P, and then Enter.
Leaving menus.
Hit A for
Audio Advantage Micro device.
Audio Advantage Micro.
Property.
P for playback. Ooh, maybe not.
Volume control checkbox check. Mixer
oh,
device.
I
combo
see.
Box. Audio Advantage Micro device.
I see what I need to do. I need to go to playback, don't I? Yes, I do. So I'm going to
menu option. Leaving menus. SD Audio. Adjust volume for playback. Radio.
Now P for playback.
Mix.
A for Audio Advantage Micro.
Audio.
I'm shift tabbing really quickly. Now I'm tabbing back to the radio buttons. And
properties list view volume control checkbox check.
1 to 4.
Now volume control is checked. I'm going to get rid of what I don't need.
Wave checkbox not checked.
2 of 4.
I don't need that.
SW synth checkbox not checked. CD player checkbox not checked.
Okay, apparently I already did at some point.
Volume.
So I'm going to bring the volume up.
Volume control, volume up, down slider, 15%. Mute all checkbox. Volume control, volume
and
up, down
this
slider.
This is going to distort. I'm just going to bring it up.
35%. 55%.
Okay, to some ridiculous number. And sorry, guys, this is not sounding good. That's where my JAWS is. You can use the home and end keys to bring it up to 100% and 0. You can use the page up and page down to adjust by 20%. 20%. Now, let's say I like this.
Quick Mix 1.0. Audio Advantage.
The Audio Advantage Micro is chosen from the combo box. This lists all your sound drivers.
11:58 a.m.
And
channels to save or load 1. Volume control checkbox checked.
Alt plus
let's
1.
Save that.
Save button.
Alt plus S.
And that's the only thing that's available on this particular sound card. You're going to see many checkboxes that vary, but in this case, that's the only thing that's available on this Audio Advantage Micro sound card. So I'm going to save it.
Save mixer settings and dial.
And I'm going to save it in a folder.
Folder view list view, not selected, passwords folder. File name, edit,
alt plus N.
See, let's just type this path in
L.
manually Man. Here. If I can type.
Selected. Operation complete dialog, mixer okay button.
I didn't really want to do that. Oops.
Quick save button. Save
let's
mixer settings.
Try that again.
Folder view list view, not selected, one working.
1 of 44.
Not selected album. Website info. VR screen.
And where did it save it?
File name, edit, one working, QMX.
Alt plus N.
Oh, I see
folder
where it
view.
Saved it.
One working, QMX. One working, QMX. Not
let's
selected, XTR.
That.
One working,
and
folder.
Let's truly save it.
Quick Mix file.
This is what happens, folks, when you don't pay attention. I'm going to call it testing.
File name, edit testing.
Operation. It says it's complete.
Next version.
Whoops.
Operation. Okay. QuickMix 1.0.
Now, I can close QuickMix.
See?
And now, let's pull up WinKey. WinKey is a program that will let you use your Windows keys for your shortcuts. And this, to me, adds tons of shortcuts.
Start menu on. 7 zip sub menu.
7.
Letter post, Winamp sub, Wizard, WebIE, Windows, 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 WinKey, Letter post sub, Voice, Windows Media, Windows Move, WinKey, Letter post sub menu,
W. Oh, I keep passing it.
WinKey, W. Leaving menu, start button. WinKey, Copernic Technology.
Now, WinKey is a really interesting program. This program will, like I said, enable Windows shortcuts. So, let's, I have not done this in a while. Let's hit,
Add button.
Alt-A.
Alt-A for add.
Shortcut properties, command edit combo.
Now, the browse button is there, but you're not going to see it. It's actually Alt-F for browse. If you want to think about it as Alt-F for find, then be my guest.
Menu bar, leaving menus, browse for file dialog, file name, edit.
I don't know why it dinged at me.
Files of type, combo box, programs.
102, Alt-T.
You can do programs, or in my case...
All files. File name, edit, folder view list view.
Let's file browse name. To my C drive.
Folder. Folder view list, QuickMix 5, folder view list 2, not selected, run.
And
testing, QMX.
Testing.
Shortcut properties, command edit.
There we go, there's the path name. And that was quick, folks, I'm sorry. But the browsing is very quick. It's like your standard open dialog. And if this works on Vista, good luck.
Shortcut key combo box.
Now, I'm going to do Windows key 0. No, let's do Windows key 6.
Windows key 6.
That appears that like it's that's not taken.
Parameters edit. Start and edit. Run combo box. Normal window.
103.
I don't
okay button.
Need any of these parameters, but you can adjust them if you want.
WinKey, Copernic Technologies Inc. Add button.
Alt. Now, I can run a QuickMix profile. Let's do that. Let's
see text.
Do that here.
Run dialog.
Let me browse to my
one word folder. QuickMix folder.
I really wish my run dialog would quit speaking items. That's getting very annoying. If anyone knows how to stop that, then let me know somehow. What was I looking for?
Testing QMX.
Nope, let's see.
Default connection QM.
There it is. There's my default that starts up at startup. Actually, I didn't create a default for my Audio Advantage Micro, did I? Oops. Well, okay, let's
record from analog input, volume control.
Let's
volume control, volume up down slider 55%.
Mess around with the volumes.
New all checkbox not.
Should
volume
we?
Control, volume up down slider 55%.
Say I have it. At 0%. Nope. Let's turn it way down so that I don't... I can barely hear my jaws now. Oops! I messed that up! But you know, I don't have to panic. Because I can... just minimize to the desktop and I have these keystrokes memorized. And if this works, then I have... then we'll hear it. So Windows key 6. And there we go.
PC.
My volume is at some sort of normalcy.
Record from app, emerge,
but
volume control.
Let's set this
volume control, volume up down slider 55%.
As a default, as a something else here.
15%.
There we go. That was normal. And let's close out of that.
C-text.
And let's use QuickMix.
Emerge. C-text. Record from app, emerge.
Well, let's not use QuickMix. Oops.
Start menu.
Let's use QuickMix.
QuickMix.
Get back into it.
QuickMix. Leaving menus, start button, quick, mixer combo box, audio advantage micro device, channels to save, remote one, volume control, save button,
alt plus S,
save mixer, folder, testing, QMX.
Let's keep it with testing.
Save mixer settings and dialog, see backslash one working backslash quick mix files backslash testing, QMX already exists, do you want to replace it, no button,
alt plus
S.
I do.
Quick mix 1.05, okay button, operation complete dialog, mixer settings saved, okay, quick mix.
And this can help, you can go into stereo mix, or what you hear, and come out of it very, very easily. You can adjust. I have one for playback. I have one for recording. I have one for other things as well. So, play with this. Enjoy it. There will be links to both of these programs on the show notes page. So, I shall. This is actually the end of the Skype tutorials. Contact info will follow. And that's it, folks. That's the last of the Skype tutorials. If you want to get a hold of me, you can on the Skype English list. And if you are not on there, then you can contact me via MSN at chellist@hotmail.com. I would like to thank those of you who have been sticking with these and asking questions along the way. And that's it, folks. I hope that you enjoy these. And take care and have a nice day. Bye.